Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
All right, well, it's Thursday night.
We're recording early.
We
early
are. Because I have to
actually work tomorrow, so it doesn't fit into my schedule.
Damn work. I have to show up.
You have to show up, Anne.
Hate when I have to show up.
It sucks. Showing up sucks.
I'm the opposite of Claire Crowley. I don't want to show up. Speaking of Claire Crowley.
What do you think about what's going on?
So her and Dale are spotted in Florida together. He's doing lives with her giggling in the background.
It's all very suspicious, though, because they haven't really shown themselves together. I mean, we did see that one video clip of them in Florida, allegedly, right? Venice, Florida?
Yeah, somebody took it and sent it to Reality Steve, and they was like in the rearview mirror of their car, and they were holding hands.
This is all very interesting, and I can't quite figure it out.
It's very normal for couples to split and do something like this. I don't have a problem with that, but when you do such a public split, it's weird. Like, don't say anything if you're splitting and trying to figure it out.
But why? What's in Florida?
Good question.
Because
no idea.
He lives in New York, and she obviously lives in California.
She's been traveling a lot.
Who called who? I am guessing she called him.
You think?
Yeah, I do. But I also think it's not going to last.
No, I don't think she called him because she's too proud for that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I think he called her and was like, what do you do in Florida? Listen to us. We don't fucking know.
It's all speculation, but it's fun to speculate.
We know they're together in Florida.
Yeah, we'll see. But now I'm annoyed. I'm like fucking annoyed after all the drama they put us through. And now they're going to be back together and then they're going to stream it on social media.
I feel like he is thinking, oh, shit, what did I do?
I need her for a little
longer.
Yeah,
I'm nobody without Claire.
That's true.
I mean, who is he?
That's true. He's Dale.
He's Dale. Dale the model.
And you know what? He didn't look so great either in some of those pictures. I thought, he's kind of lost his luster.
I never thought he was that good looking.
No.
I think I said that before. I didn't think he was like that hot.
And the other issue I have is, does Claire own clothes?
Because always workout
always
gear.
In leggings, in a tank top.
Yeah, she looks good in it, but
that's all she wears. That's it.
In all of her video lives, Instagram lives, always in the same thing also.
Yeah, I don't think she owns clothes.
I bet she got a big endorsement
like a
for those
Lululemon
clothes.
Endorsement. Or, yeah. Not Lululemon. Kirkland leggings.
What's the matter with that, Gina?
Actually, I heard they were made by Lululemon.
What? No.
Yes, that's the thing. I know
that the Costco Kirkland leggings are made by Lululemon.
Yeah, there was that thing going around with all the stuff that's Kirkland brand and who actually makes it. Like their coffee is made by Starbucks and some of their tequila. And
well, that's why the vodka is so good.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I actually picked up a pair of those leggings and I went, I just can't. I don't need another pair of black leggings, first of all. I have about 5,000. They're all a little different.
Oh, yeah. Some
always
are comfortable, some aren't.
Different lengths, different designs.
We need them. But we don't need to wear them every day.
No. I mean, I guess I would if I looked like her. I possibly would, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I did watch American Idol to watch
you
Claudia
did.
Conway. I wanted to see her sing.
And?
Well, you know, we kind of watch American Idol anyway.
You do.
Although the last couple seasons we've faded off. I'm not into the virtual shit. Like, I want to see it. Old school live. Even then, I get bored very easily. So I'll start out if there's nothing else on, which there wasn't. We turned it on. Wanted to see Claudia Conway. Not a bad voice. Here's what I thought was interesting. So her father brought her to the audition. He's an odd looking dog. Yeah. Also very dyed hair. I can't stand it. So we knew that she was like friendly or whatever, got along with her father. Her mother was on a video screen saying, oh my God, I'm so excited for you. You're going to have such a great time. And she's like, okay, thanks, Mom. I'm thinking, didn't you guys not get along just yesterday?
They're always screaming at each other on Instagram. But then I also heard that it's all bullshit because they were trying to get a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
I mean, that's why I thought this was very weird that the mother would show up for her and be like, oh my God, I totally support you. This is your dream. And Claudia was fine. It wasn't like she was annoyed with this. So
it's weird.
I think it's very strange, this whole situation. By the way, she's 16. So it's not like
she's that young.
Yeah, she's really young. Maybe 17 now. She was okay. They pushed her along to Hollywood. But I mean, she was fine.
Well, of course they're going to push her to Hollywood, don't you think?
Well, and then people were saying, oh my God, were they just using her to get ratings for the show?
Well, of course they were, because they kept publicizing the fact that she was going to be on.
Guess what? That's why we watched it.
Well, you watch it for me and you let me know how far she goes.
Yeah, I don't know how many other shows we'll be watching. What else?
Well, I would like to talk about the bullshit that is the vanishing of the Cecil Hotel.
You mean the Hotel Cecil crime scene?
Yes. Mm. Yes. The vanishing at the Cecil Hotel, which was such bullshit, and we were totally duped. And I was so into it the first, second, and most of the third episode. I was fucking pissed off by the end. I thought, this is all this. Here I'm thinking it's going to be another, you know, internet sleuth documentary about.
Like the guy who, the man who killed cats. Oh, don't fuck with cats. Yeah.
I'm all in on that, right? And then they just totally
they took us for a ride. They took us for a ride.
And I'm so disappointed because it was a Ron Howard production.
Yeah. I mean, we won't say exactly what happens if people are still watching it. Thank God it only went 4, but it could have gone 2.
Totally could have gone 2.
Because the first 2 episodes last week we were talking about, we just watched 2. I'm really looking forward to 3 and 4.
Well, because they drop all these breadcrumbs and you don't know. It's like, was it
conspiracy
was it something
theory?
Supernatural? Was mm-hmm. it, you know, conspiracy theory? What was
well,
it? What
was it
was
this
it?
Person? Was it this person following all these leads?
Mm-hmm.
And it really was like, wah, wah, wah.
Oh, totally. 4 hours, 4 episodes. I will never get that time back.
I haven't heard a lot of negative press on it. Like we're saying, like we both had the same reaction. Like, what?
There's a Facebook group, and I think it might be the Juicy Scoop Obsessed Facebook group where people were going off at how horrible it was.
We do get sucked in very easily. Well, I got sucked into the little movies To All the Boys I Loved Before. I watched the first one, and then my daughter was like, oh, the new one came out. That's why everybody's watching it. And I'm like, it's number 3. What happened to number 2? She goes, no, the second one was already out. So I sat and I watched number 2 and number 3 right in a row. They are the cutest movies.
That's on my list.
So well done. You have to watch the first one.
Okay.
There's 3 of them. They are so well produced. The acting is fantastic. The kids do not bug you at all. Also, damn it, I can't remember his name. Who's the one from Sex and the City? The one she was going to marry and she cheated on him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Carpenter the,
yeah,
guy.
God, I can't remember. Oh,
who's
shoot.
Actually with Bo Derek.
Yes. He dates Bo Derek. Are they still together
I
in True
so.
Life?
Yeah.
He's the father in that. Oh, God.
What is his name?
Damn.
I can't think of it.
I'm screaming at myself. But anyway, yeah. He's in it.
Yeah.
I'll look it up and get back to you. Yeah, all I can think of is Mr. Big. And it's not Mr. Big, obviously. Anyway, he's the father. It's such a cute movie. I totally recommend it. It doesn't matter the age you are. It's really a cute movie.
Okay, well, good, because I'm looking for something new to watch.
And it's funny.
Okay. Well, Troy like it or too much of a chick flick?
No, I think he it's a chick. Like it. It's too chicky. Oh. It's high school.
Oh, yeah, he won't like. He won't want to watch
maybe,
it.
Or, I don't know. Maybe,
or maybe
he will. Me and Dan finally finished Broadchurch, all 3 seasons.
And?
We liked it. We like that kind of stuff. We're already moved on to something else, you know, called Wanted. It's an Australian show. I think there's 3 seasons of this, and it's from a while ago, like 2018 maybe.
All right. We watched Sinners.
The new season?
The new season.
Okay. It didn't attract me like the other seasons.
I can't recommend. Neither one of us could really recommend it. It started off strong, and then it just took too many left and right turns. Some things didn't make sense, and it was, we both said at the end, like, yeah, I can't recommend it.
The first season of that was really good.
That's what, I think Troy watched it, and he said
so
he
liked
it.
So you didn't see the other seasons?
No.
Oh, so you went in with this with no, I guess you don't need a background. It's a different story every time.
It's the same
investigator guy.
Investigator, yeah. But different stories.
Because the first season was with Justin Timberlake's wife. What's her name?
Well, Jessica Biel's a producer.
Yeah. Oh, well, she was in the first season, and that was really good. Dan's watching that right now.
Okay.
He was just kind of catching up to watch this season.
Matt Bomer, who's
I like
super
him.
Cute.
Yeah.
He's in this one. And nobody else I know.
It keeps coming up on our queue.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, watch it if you want, but it's
I'm already trying to get out of the dig still. So.
Oh God. The dig.
I did pick up something really good called The Bridge, HBO Max. It's 6 episodes. It's totally like my kind of reality TV. It's got Well, it's English, first of all, so that's always a plus. It is competitions, a little bit of gameplay, a little bit of kickoff, a little bit of bring on, okay. And there's money at the end. But there's only 6 episodes, so it's pretty good.
I can do 6.
Yep, HBO Max.
Good deal.
And then I did pick up, I watched that one, Burying with the Bernards or whatever.
How was it? Can't recommend it.
Well, it's cute. It's very put on. Oh, so yeah. Some characters are like, you know that that's the way they really are. Some you can tell they're like acting. I don't know. It just feels a little
too fake. Yeah, I don't want to watch fake. No.
But I mean, it's interesting. It's a family who owns a funeral home.
I mean, isn't it
with
all
the kooky
really
uncle? You know, that sort of thing
of
that you can't understand
uncle.
And has subtitles. So that's always fun. And the 2 young daughters who work there, you know, who help out. Then the mother, the grandma, who is a yeller and a pain in the ass and kind of the funny one. And then the normal father.
Did you watch the whole
series? No, I just watched 2 episodes.
Okay. Are you going back for more?
I don't know. Mm.
See, I'm at the point where if it doesn't look hook me and it's really good, mm-hmm. then I'm not going to waste my time.
Well, that's kind of how I felt. I don't know if I'll go back. It's cute. I just feel like there's other things out there.
Mm-hmm.
We always find something else.
Right. We're looking. We are scanning the streaming services and we're looking.
Constantly. And people tell us. Like somebody told us about the Hotel Cecil. We would have seen it in our queue eventually, but I love when you guys tell us. Always recommend things to us. We love it.
Yeah.
And we usually watch.
Usually we'll check it out.
Super excited we have a guest on this evening to talk Bravo shows and Temptation Island.
I know our friend.
I know, Blocked by Jax.
Love
She's
her.
She's so great. She's in New York City. She's young. She's fun. And we'll be back with Jen from Blocked by Jax. We are welcoming Jen back from the Blocked by Jax Instagram page back to our podcast because we had so much fun with you last time.
Back by popular demand.
Definitely popular demand. We have so many messages asking when you're going to be back on again. However, you are starting your own podcast. Let's talk a little bit about that. What's the name? What are you doing?
Yes. So we actually just recorded our first one today. It's called Bravo Over Boys. And I mean, I like had to put boys in there somewhere, and it's just mostly like Bravo recaps and then like talking about dating, obviously, because that's like what everyone is most into at the moment. So it's just like shitty dating stories. Like I talk about like getting catfished constantly and like just awful stories that I've had because I've been single a while. So they're adding up. And then just like obviously talking about Bravo too.
But it's a good name. That's a really good name.
Yeah, Bravo. What is it? Bravo before boys?
Over boys.
For those of you who haven't caught on to Jen's Instagram page yet, she does post, but most of the fun is watching your stories because during the shows you're watching, Bravo, all the different shows, you do captions, you talk about it. Now you hide your face, which is even funnier. You have these like different faces that you put on, these different filters, which is hilarious. And you talk about different dating stories. But I mean, they are disasters.
Oh, yeah.
You can't catch a break.
I feel like they just get worse and worse as I go on. Like every day I'm like, this is the worst day of my life. And then I go on another date. I'm like, actually, this is the worst day of my life. Like it's a nightmare.
Well, you're in New York City too, which we know is possibly one of the hardest places to date. We hear.
Oh, absolutely. It's awful.
Dare I say it's nicer for us when you have these instances.
I was like saying to my mom recently, I was like, sorry, like I'm never getting married because I have to be single for the rest of my life now for this.
Like, I think you do. This is your calling.
And I have like 3 younger siblings, so she was like, it's fine, like we have them.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy
you
telling your stories. Well, would she rather you be in a serious relationship and then go on Temptation Island, which is what we're going to talk about?
Oh my God. I love that show.
Did you never watch it before and you just like binged all of the seasons?
So I didn't watch it while it was airing. I watched it like at the beginning of quarantine last year.
Okay.
And I binged 1 and 2 because they were on the Bravo app and it was like one of those things like, because you watched this, like now, so.
Obviously.
You know, I like crash. So and I binged both of them in like a few days. And I was just like, oh my God, how did I not know this existed?
Yeah, it's good, right?
Oh, it's like too good. It's
It's also one of those shows that binging, I think, is better than waiting every week because you kind of forget what's going on. When you're binging, you are in these relationships, and it's so good. So we had season one, which was kind of like just felt a little newer, and you're like, ooh, all right, that's okay. But then season two started out with a freaking bang, and the first episode, there was a threesome, and it was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then, like, Casey.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to say something about Casey. So season one, obviously, is the Casey and Evan and then Morgan situation. That's the main thing that came out of season one. So while we were watching it live, we're like, Casey is a disaster. What is her problem? And this relationship is not what she thinks it is. Like, she needs to let Evan do his thing. And then we were on Evan and Morgan's side.
Oh, yeah. We thought they were fantastic. Oh, my God. And they were the greatest couple ever.
We had them on our podcast as individuals and as a couple. And we were like, Team Evan and Morgan, this is great. And, you know, we're kind of like, Casey, rah, rah, rah. Well, now, love Casey.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan, Evan's, we feel sorry for. Evan's a fucking liar and a disaster. And I follow him on Instagram just because I want to see what the hell he's doing. He's psycho.
He's a mess, yeah.
Did you ever see Casey's stories about Evan on her YouTube channel?
Is he like a sociopath?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
He,
allegedly.
To her and to Morgan. You should watch those. Watch Morgan's first, because the way he worked her and manipulated her, crazy. The lies he told.
Stole from her. He, all kinds of crazy stuff. But also, they're allegedly had hooked back up recently because they're both in California now. So we don't know what's going on with Morgan either. So it's all very twisted, all very crazy.
We get way too invested in these people's lives.
I know.
It's just fascinating. We're also going to have somebody from Temptation Island last season talk about this season with us.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Well, should we tell? Should we tell her?
We can tell because he's been on before.
We've had him on before, but we were like, who can we get like an honest assessment? We didn't really want a girl. We like a guy's perspective sometimes. So we're going to have Rick from last season.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick and Ashley. We think he's funny. He does some lives right now talking about the show. So he's really upbeat. He's a good guy to have on. So we're pretty excited to start having him.
Are they still
together? No. But they're friends still.
Okay. I remember at the reunion, they were like friends or something. I don't know.
That's the other thing. From last season, the two Ashleys moved in together. They were like best friends in LA, of course. And they got in a big fight.
Yeah, we
and
don't
so
know
now they don't talk anymore. Pretty exciting. Yes, we are. Yes, we are 18 years old. Okay, let's talk about the couples this season. We have Erica and Kendall. They're the two that are in San Diego, but they live in LA now, of course. He is super controlling, I think.
I like got horrible vibes from him. When she said that she wakes up at 4 a.m. to iron his clothes.
Well, she's stupid.
She's moron, but like. He just sounds like he has these really unrealistic expectations for her that she has to like live up to every day. And like, I pray that she meets someone on the show and he has to go to Bonfire every night and watch her like have the best time with another guy.
I think she's beautiful. She sounds a little closed off to these new guys so far. I don't know. She'll lighten up.
It won't last.
I think she'll lighten up, though, and get to know these new guys. Although, we'll talk about those singles in a minute.
Yeah.
But this girl, Alexis, who's one of the singles, she thinks that Eric, is it Eric? No, he's Kendall. Is he Kendall? Who is it?
And Kendall. Kendall's the guy.
Erica?
Yeah, he's Kendall.
Yeah, he's Kendall.
Did you think she was Kendall?
Fuck. So she's older than him. Wait a minute. He's only 24? No.
Really young.
He's 26, but I got their names mixed up.
Yeah, he's 26. She's
okay.
24.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So she's still young. But this other girl, Alexis, who spells her name a little funky, I think she's the blonde who's like,
yes,
I'm going after your man. And then she says to him something like, you know, my personality is even better than my looks. And I'm thinking,
you're not that hot.
Like, nowhere to go but up in the personality department.
Plus, we don't like how you spell your name. So that automatically
that throws me.
Eliminates you from.
Okay, so then we have Kristen and Julian. Both 26. They're the Jersey ones who've been together for 11 years. High school sweethearts, although he's cheated. Have a problem with the hair right now, push it back.
Something he needs, with that hair.
He needs to wear the bands. When he has the bands on, he's definitely sexier.
And Jen, you actually had something so funny on your Instagram account about his hair. I was dying.
What was it?
It was something about, what did you say about his hair? It was like,
I called him a fuck boy, and I was like, well, look at his hair. Like, yeah. I was like, it's so stupid. Like,
is it bad that I think he's kind of hot?
Oh, ooh, no.
I don't know. I like that big burly.
I don't like that, like, meaty, like.
You know what I do? Because I'm going to be tiny, like, in them. So, not in them, but, like, embracing them because they're so big.
So little.
Yes, that I'll feel, like, tiny. Here's what I don't like. I don't like when a guy calls a girl baby girl.
No, that annoyed me.
I love you, baby girl. Don't worry about a baby girl. It's like, I'm not a fucking baby.
He's just annoying in general.
He's going to cheat 100%.
Well, or she'll find someone.
Although a girl did come up to him at the cocktail party and he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
But that was night one. That was night one. He's trying to be, at least he's attempting to fake.
He had his girlfriend again after that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They do have no rules. Now, some of these partners going in having rules. So Erica and Kendall didn't have any rules, and either do Kristen and Julian. She's beautiful. I think
she's pretty.
She can do way better for sure.
She could do so much better. I feel like if they met now, like, they wouldn't date. Like, she's just so beautiful. And like 11 years, that's so long.
That's high school.
Yeah, that's too long.
High school. Although Gina. Like,
well, yeah. I can't
Gina
talk.
Met her husband at 17.
Oh my gosh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Like, that's definitely the only guy she's been with if she's never cheated. Unless she was like having sex at 12.
But, yeah,
like,
well, true. So now she's going to be all excited, and these guys are going to like her. So this is going to be good. And this, like, is going to be good.
I had a boyfriend like all of high school and all of college, and the second we broke up and I like had sex with someone else for the first time, I was like, this is awesome. Like, and she'll realize that and be like, what was I doing?
Yeah, what was I thinking? Thomas and Chelsea, they're 37.
They're a little bit older. Yeah, he's they're older.
They hate each other.
Why are they together?
Who wants to go in this situation? Like, he's about to go be with all these other women, and you're fighting right before you're doing this.
And you're jealous. You don't like him talking to other girls. Yeah, and that's all he's going to be doing.
She's a lot.
Chelsea said that he's like the biggest flirt she's like ever met, and that he like will flirt with like a tree.
He gives me a little creep vibes. I don't know. I think she's really pretty. I don't know. She changes her look in every scene.
Yeah. At times.
Yeah.
She has her moments.
She's getting some attention from this guy, Blake, who's a dentist, who's got a very full beard. I don't know. She also wants rules, and, you know, I don't know what those rules. You can't have rules when you go on a show like this.
Make up the rules you want. It's not happening. Anyway,
no, no.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about the singles.
Wait,
did I miss any of the couples?
Aaron and Corey.
Oh, Aaron and Corey.
The soccer player, and he's not an athlete, and she is a superstar athlete, apparently.
Yeah.
She does not like him. Yeah.
Please. She had to say, I dated a football player. I dated a professional baseball player.
She knows that they're not going to last. She doesn't like him anymore.
Well, she doesn't like him to begin with. Why would you come? First of all, why would you come on the show? They've only been dating a year.
Oh, no. She was, like, talking to, like, six guys at once at one point. Like, I took a picture, and it was, like, her and, like, five guys. And I was like, oh, she's done. She's checked out.
Yeah.
But she's also going to regret it. You know why? He's a good fucking guy. Even if he's not the most athletic, if he's, like, a good, nice guy.
And he's cute.
He's cute.
Yeah.
I think he meets someone I saw in the previews. He may have a little attraction with someone. I feel like she's definitely going to cheat, but then she's going to regret it. Are any
like
of these?
She'll
yeah.
Night one. And oh, then yeah. Spend the rest. It'll be like Casey from season two.
Right.
Like, was like a pain in the ass in the beginning and like talked to girls and then spend the entire rest of the time like pining for like his.
So, and then proposed at the end. And she was like, yeah, no, I'm leaving with this guy. And that guy was a douche.
But what did you guys think of the singles, the girls and the guys?
God.
I didn't think they were that, the guys especially were not all that great.
The guys, they really did the girls dirty with the singles this year.
Totally.
Like, no one even want to cheat because.
I think there's a few we haven't seen yet, though. There was some in the back that we didn't see them introduce themselves that I thought they could step up. They were kind of cute. Not as,
I didn't see one
not
cute
as
one.
Mouthy. I kind of saw one, but I have a thing for a man bun, so I kind of did some deep diving, and I wasn't sure about him. His name's Jesse. I think he makes it a little bit farther.
He was talking
yeah.
in the kitchen. Okay, yeah.
Talking about
because he was kind of like, hey, you know, I'm single, why wouldn't I come on here, but you're in a relationship, this has got to be harder for you. Like, it seemed more natural and good guy. Who knows, I was like a man, but I'm a man bun girl. I don't know why.
But it's when they take that man bun down that's the problem.
It's cute. No, he's got cute wavy hair. No, I like the idea of a man bun. I would never date a man bun, but I like he's,
I think I don't like drop dead gorgeous guys anyway.
No,
like I don't always want to have to look at your level, like
right.
I wear makeup.
No,
and
no.
Like,
you want somebody who's approachable.
Yeah, a little step below you.
You gotta have a little bit above.
You always yeah. have to be hotter.
Yeah, you want people to say, "How did he get you?"
I know. Not like, "How the? Why the fuck is he with you?"
Exactly. So this is going to be fun to watch. I don't know. This is going to be a good season.
So far, it's yeah. all good.
There's that one girl who's like a model who was so tall, the blonde. She's way hotter than anybody on that entire island.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But she's
although,
like 6 feet.
I think she's involved in like a threesome thing. So I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, Temptation Island over. Let's go to New Jersey because they had the premiere of New Jersey last night.
What did you think, Jen?
I thought it was so good. And, like, my mom texted me today and was like, did you watch New Jersey? Like, holy shit. I thought it was amazing. But I will say I feel like Bravo has been kind of, like, not giving us the content we know and love usually. Like, I think Atlanta's been a little boring. I think that Orange County sucked. And, like, right now, this is the first time in forever where I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it's the Bravo we know and love. And
started off hot. I mean, oh my God.
Plus, we know everybody. Nobody new's coming in. We know all these players, all these characters. Now, the big thought is, did Teresa stir this up, episode one, because she needs something?
That was my take on it. I thought it was a little bit too, it just felt a little produced to me. Like, okay, I'm going to start spreading this rumor, this bullshit rumor that she could not remember who told her, which P.S. nobody told her. She made it up just to have some sort of content. Did you feel like, I mean, to me, it felt real obvious that that was the case.
I think it did too. And like my mom even texted me after this. She was like, can you believe like the Gia thing? And I was like, I know. And she goes, I wonder how much the producers put them up mm-hmm. to it though.
Oh yeah.
It did look perfect. And the thing is, like, Teresa's a shit actress, too.
Yes.
Like, she is not able to be, like, believable in that sense where she's trying to, like, show you that it's real. Like, she sucks at that.
Well,
she's very, like, rehearsed and very, like, robotic. And, like, honestly, I do like her. I think she makes the show great. She's an idiot. I was, like, saying to someone today, like, she probably hasn't been able to help her kids with homework since, like, first grade. Like, it surpassed her. And, like, she just isn't good at putting that face on to make us believe that this is, like, organically happening.
It was bad. I mean, just popping around to everybody, like they said, with a microphone on. Did you hear this? If she said it to one person, I'd actually maybe believe it a little bit more. It's still a shitty thing to put out there. Now, do you think Evan did? Do you think he's guilty of it?
Someone made an excellent point today because I was like, they were like making out at the party.
That was awkward.
Well, they were drunk.
I thought they were about to have sex.
But it was weird. It wasn't like a smooth make. I was like, it was very choppy.
She's like,
yeah. Like, I mean, she was definitely drunk, but still.
Was like, you know, I feel like whenever people act like that, they're compensating for something. Like, they want you to see how in love they are. They want you to know, like, we're happy, we're in love, look at us. Like,
oh,
we
know.
Keep our hands off each other. So I mean, he is so nice, but I was like saying to someone too, I was like, he's kind of like a lamp. Like, he's just there. Like, he's in the room. We don't really know him that well.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, maybe we'll see a little bit more of him because he hangs out with the guys. I love the guys. I love when they all hang out together. By the way, I love that I've never hated Jen as much as Gina has.
I hate Jen.
I've always kind of appreciated her. I think she's kind of funny.
Oh, at that party, she was trying to throw one-liners after one-liner and everyone was fucking stupider than the other. She was horrible.
I actually think she's pretty good.
She's horrible. I can't stand her. She's terrible.
She threw out that pizza bagel line, like my niece mentioned. She goes, oh my God, I watched it like three times when somebody said, I'm half Italian, half Jewish. And she goes, like a pizza bagel.
Ugh, I can't with her. I cannot.
Like, she's good for the show. I would never want to hang out with her. Like, I'd probably, like, walk into traffic if I had to spend like, a significant amount of time with her.
Who of these Jersey girls would you hang out with?
Oh, Margaret.
I know who I would. Margaret.
Although I love Margaret.
When Teresa and Jennifer. No.
Dolores?
No.
Melissa?
Jackie. Oh. When they were together at Margaret's house, and she was like standing there pacing back and forth. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What did they just say? Oh, geez. What do I do? What do I do? That's exactly what I would be doing. I'd be listening.
Oh my God. How could you not like stand there and listen when this is happening at your house?
Oh, I definitely would. First of all, can we address the look of Margaret's house?
The decor. It's so bad.
What is going
on? And that's remodeled.
I know. Like, she chose that recently.
I liked it better when nothing was in there. It was the checkered floor.
I know.
It was like a ballroom.
Like, Joe, like, enjoying that room, liking that.
Was that furniture intentional? Because she had, like, the black floor and the black walls.
Of course it was.
But then she had that brightly colored
that's her
furniture, which was so bad.
Also, is her
hair so tacky? They really are.
Yeah,
yeah.
I actually love that house. I think it could be really cool. Could be very modern.
Like Tudor home, and then you go inside, and it's like a gay club. It's, like, it's bad.
So is her producer friend, whatever she is, she's on the podcast with her. Is she going to be a friend of now? She's going on vacation with them next week.
I think so. I think she is a friend, but. Like we were just saying before, like how it's the same cast. They don't really need anyone new right now. I feel like it's perfect.
So they obviously wanted us to see during the party when Teresa brings her realtor friend and Joe Gorga, they pan to him. And he's like staring at her. First, I thought, uh-oh, what's going on? Is he attracted to her? And then we see in the coming scenes that possibly this lady's husband was gypped by Joe and all this shit. So that's going to be a big storyline.
I love it.
Well, yeah, there's so many rumors about him and his shady business dealings and how he hasn't paid contractors and people to do work in his house. And do you remember seeing that? Where was it? It was a video clip of his house. Maybe it was even on the show. And he was showing like the shitty construction of like his bathroom counter was falling apart. Oh,
and it was like,
yes,
material.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they were like, this isn't marble or even like granite. Like, this is like
faux.
Like,
it's like faux marble.
It comes off.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's weird. Like I feel like he doesn't, we don't know like what his job is.
No.
He had a restaurant. He had the garbage truck business. Then he has like the contract. Like,
and that's always shady.
Because I'm Italian and I know this shit. If you have a garbage truck business, you're in the mob. Like that is
okay,
a known
my,
thing.
I have a family member in Oregon that owns a garbage company, and they are the scavenger company for Portland, Oregon.
So, what are you saying? What are you saying, Gina?
Like in the New York metro area, like if you are an Italian garbage truck owner,
it's shady as shit.
Yes, and like,
well, where do you get rid of the bodies?
Exactly. I could say this because I have family who are in that. So it's like, I don't even care if people are like, that's offensive, like whatever, it's my life, so it's fine. Like it's
that's
easy.
So funny.
All right, let's finish with what Jackie said about Gia. She, of course, she was using it as an analogy. We know this. Jackie, I mean, I like you, Jackie. I liked Jackie for a while. I think she's very smart. Obviously, she's an attorney.
Okay, but is it bad if I say I didn't think it was that bad? I mean, Gia's 20, 21?
It's bad.
She's 20.
It's bad.
She's 20.
Use anybody else.
The shit that Teresa has said about people.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Teresa was totally wrong. Teresa has no defense whatsoever. I mean, Teresa's the first one to get pissed at everybody else when they were saying Joe was cheating.
I know.
And we saw him cheating on camera.
But didn't we know it was an analogy? I mean, she wasn't saying, I know someone.
I did not know that until her tweet. I did not get any kind of, I think the way she worded it, like she needed to say, what if someone said this about Gia?
True.
And then say it. Why? I was also wasted, so she might have said it.
No, like, she didn't. I could tell by the way she was saying it. It was like, well, what if, you know, I said this about Gia. But why use Gia? Just use any, you know,
One of your kids.
Yeah, don't use a kid, obviously. Yeah, but she was pissed and she was cut to the core. And the way she was going at, the way she was going at Teresa, does she believe it's true a little bit about Evan? Because she was like, say it isn't true.
My friend was saying that too. She was like who acts like that if it's not true?
If you haven't heard those rumors.
Right. Like you would just be like, can you stop spreading this around? Like, it's not true. And then like move on. She was like about to cry. She had tears in her eyes.
Oh,
she was like devastated.
Well, and I get that because it's out there. Like once it's out there, it's out there. It doesn't matter. Like, look at us. He could be the nicest guy in the world. And it could be just Teresa being Teresa. But I'm thinking possibly it could be true because of what she said. And it's Teresa. And Teresa lies about so many things.
Right.
And like you said, she didn't tell one person at the party. She told multiple people.
And
it
she
was
told
overheard.
She told all of us.
Yes, she told the world. Now the world knows.
At his own party, too.
God.
Well, she hates Jackie. She always has. I don't know why. Jackie
She's
probably
super
had
jealous.
To invite her.
Did you see that next week they're on the trip and Jackie's not there? And Teresa was saying something about, well, you know, Evan, he's a good looking guy. You know, a lot of, well, what'd she say? A lot of married guys pick up on me at the gym. And I'm thinking, God, Teresa, you're really not that hot.
I was dying when she said that to Jackie. She was like, married men reach out to me all the time. And Jackie was like, well, I'm so sorry that married men are harassing you all the time.
Jackie has great responses. It's just the one. The one did not fly. It was bad.
Saying too, like she was on such a roll, and I feel like everyone was on her side for this. And then she said that, and then it got really divided on who people were siding with.
Yeah.
And I feel like she had such a good argument. She had such a good reaction. Like she wasn't like cursing at her and being like, okay, back out. And then she just killed it with that.
Oh, she did. All she had to say was, remember when everybody was telling you about Joe? And how did you feel? You were fighting and fighting. Think of how I feel. And you're saying this at the party that we're at.
She like had, her there own was, party.
Yeah, so many other ways to go. But well, see, she had that in her back pocket. That doesn't just come out of your mouth, Jackie.
But I'm dying when Teresa was like, where'd you hear that? She was like, I can't tell you. Like, we were having the same conversation. But like,
I can't tell you. I get Jackie. But see, she planned to go there. She knew she was going to have this conversation. So she already was going to say that.
Had it in the back of her head what she was going to say.
Wasn't shocked to hear that statement either. Okay. Like I wasn't like, she did? I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
There was all these things coming out that Gia, people are saying to her like, oh, she's at Rutgers. A lot of coke goes on at Rutgers and all this stuff. And, you know, my thing is, you're in college. Like, what's the big fucking deal? Honestly, it's like it's like saying a high schooler was drinking in high school.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to hear that about your kid? No. But even if she was, who cares?
She's clearly not like a drug addict who's like seeking help and like not functioning.
Right.
And I know. I was like saying that. And my mom was like, you better think that's a big deal. Like, you know.
Listen, do we want to hear our kids do that? No. I mean, of course not.
Right. It wasn't like so shocking. Like if she said like Adriana was doing
well,
that.
Yeah.
Like that. But like well, I was just kind of like, oh, I'm sure she did
well,
do it.
Wait, now rethinking that, the fact that she said that, and Jackie probably thought, well, this is an okay statement. It's no big deal. Maybe because it's not that big of a deal, because it's so prevalent.
Well, she should have said it was Adriana, because then it probably wouldn't have been.
Yeah, she should have used that. It wouldn't have seemed so bad. Well, speaking of drugs and housewives, can we talk a little Dallas?
Oh, my gosh.
What is your feelings about Carrie this season?
And her.
She's like, hard to like right now.
She just doesn't know when to stop. Mm-mm. Like when they were at the dinner, like the Chinese food dinner, and she was like, kept saying to Deandra, like, oh, you were sick yesterday. You were sick. Like, she just doesn't know when to let something go. And she sounds like a mean girl.
Yeah. And we had Carrie on and she was super nice. But that was season one.
Yeah.
So now
season
I'm like,
one, Carrie was super sweet. She was super nice on our show. I actually really liked her. Oh, of course, because she was going against, what's her name?
Leanne.
And we hated Leanne.
Oh, yeah.
So this season going against Deandra, well, they became very close, but I could see we've all had that friend that
They're all about themselves. And I think Deandra is a person that's all about herself. She doesn't have any children. She has all these phobias. She has all these things going on. So I could see where she talks about herself a lot and she forgets to ask the other person how they're doing.
But I think Carrie's the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you have those two together and it's like, well, I want to be number one, but I want to be number one. And I want to, like, it's, so they're never going to, like,
so get. Carrie kind of uses her children, like, I'm going through a lot with my kids, as an excuse to one-up Deandra.
Oh, right. That's what it is. It's a mm-hmm. one-upper thing.
This is a good psychology session between the three of us, by the way. We can break it down analyze on what's really going on. So what are your feelings about Tiffany? Do you like Tiffany?
I don't, like, not like her. I thought that it was really obnoxious, like, in the first couple of episodes when they're coming over her house and she, like, brings them to her closet. Like, yeah. Who does that? Even if you have all these really cool things, like, a personal, like, Fendi bag, like, whatever. Why go up there? They're at your house to, like, visit you. I would think, like, you just go in the kitchen and, like, hang out. You go outside. Like, why go upstairs and be like, look at my things? Like, so that rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. And I just think that I don't like the way Cameron's handling it, but I do think she's really pushy about, like, okay, on the pizzas, put, like, the try this, try that. Like, everyone try this food. And, like, I get that she wants them to, like, be aware, but it's everyone's an adult and they're going to do what they want to do. She's just, like, very bossy and pushy. But, like, I was dying with the rules at her house. Like, you had to wear the things to go to the bathroom and you had to, like, leave by 10:30.
Well, we were saying this last week that she doesn't know how to entertain. Like, mm-hmm. she doesn't have people over. She doesn't understand the whole etiquette of it all. So she has all these crazy rules in place, and because she doesn't know.
It's really, like, her first time having friends.
Yes, right. That's where I feel bad. I think her husband is so sweet and supportive.
Really?
She also covered her ass really well when Deandra was bitching to her about Carrie's little, apology session. And I thought, oh, God, Tiffany, you are so good. Because knowing me, even though I wouldn't have believed what Deandra was saying, I would have been all in with Deandra. I'd be like, oh, my God, I know what a bitch Carrie was.
But I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, I would never have been so level-headed and been like, well, maybe I, like, think she really meant it. And no, I would have been like, Deandra, you are so right. Carrie is such a bitch.
I would have done the same thing.
That's so funny.
And I feel like Carrie wasn't even that nice to Tiffany afterwards.
Like, no, she wasn't. She was actually really mean.
And how about Cam, who agrees with everything Carrie says? She'll just sit there and go, mm-hmm. It's like, come on.
Cam always is, like, attaching herself to the worst one in the group. Like, right. First it was Leanne, and right. She brought out the worst in Cameron. And then I was excited to see Cameron, like, without her this season. And now she's, like, on Carrie.
Well, it's funny because Tiffany is really a lot like Cam first season, because Cam first season was all about her house, the way she dresses, all these proper etiquette things. And Tiffany's kind of like that. I don't know. I mean, I like Tiffany so much more than Cam first season. I hated Cam first season. Cam started to lighten up a little bit. I think she's actually has a personality. I think she can make fun of herself. But in these instances, you're right. She backs the wrong person.
Yeah.
Always on the shit side.
Okay, right. I want to ask you, Jen, from last week when Tiffany put the crickets on the pizza, if you ate that and you found out later, would you be like Brandy, be like, oh my God?
No.
Yeah.
I've eaten a cricket before and it's really not that bad. Like, I did it at, like, a candy store when I was 10, and if you ate the cricket, you got, like, your photo on the wall. It's, like, so stupid. And so, like, And it really tastes like nothing. Like, I'm not saying that I would, like, go to the grocery store and buy them. But, like, if you ate the pizza and you didn't taste anything disgusting, like, that is so dramatic to afterwards.
That's,
like,
what I said. Up. See, Gina says
I think she would
have
thrown up.
That's, like, totally fake then. Because you ate it, you didn't know, and you were
but
fine.
Just the thought of ingesting
see,
a
that doesn't bother me at all.
Would have made me
it
sick.
It doesn't bother me either. And, no. Like, I hate nature and outdoorsy things. And, like, that's still, like, Like, it really, they're so tiny, too. And, like, the way it sounded, it was like it was crushed up, maybe, I think she said.
That's what I said. I think it was crushed up. And you're like, no.
She, like, said she sprinkled it on.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't much. It probably wasn't much at all.
Also, you knew it was going to be in there because Tiffany said, I have crickets. Of course it's going to be in there.
And, like, I thought she was so dramatic.
Yeah.
With the, like, throwing. I love how she put, like, the shoe covers on, though.
Before she went in.
But I was like, okay, like, I threw up this morning. And, like, I knew the second I got up that it was going to be, like, endgame. Like, I had to sprint. If you have enough time to, like, put shoe covers on and, like...
Well, you're right. That's a planned...
Yeah, you're not that
That's
sick.
A planned throwing up.
You're not about to, like, uncontrollably vomit.
We should preface this. You're not sick. You're just really hungover.
When I throw up on the road, like, do I want to throw up on the road? No, but I couldn't help it. It was coming. If I could have held it in till I got inside, I gladly would have.
Did you have a napkin available? Answer.
No.
Just your sleeve.
It was right outside my apartment, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
And then I went inside and then I guess threw up in the sink. But, like, it was.
Did anyone see you?
Probably. I honestly don't remember. It was pretty late and, like, nothing's open that late right now. Maybe, like, some homeless people saw me. The thing that's nice with living here is that no one's fazed by anything.
That's just
like, look, a drunk girl. Like,
I will admit right now, my son in college, we did a bus ride. I did not overdrink, but the bus ride made me sick along with the alcohol. And it was like this fraternity thing. And so we got out of the bus and I did throw up on the lawn in front of parents. And I had to convince them it wasn't the alcohol. It was the bus ride. And then at my daughter's graduation from college, I was cool mom. And I was keeping up and we were playing all these drinking games and I was fun and cool. And, oh, my God, the white bathroom at the hotel. My husband said it looked like a murder scene because the red wine everywhere. Oh, my God. And I decided I'm not as cool as I thought I was. I cannot do
You're
that anymore.
So cool. I love it.
Oh, that's so
cool. So I christened both their college experiences with those.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. No
so
good.
What did you guys think about this birthday trip to Austin? Again, yet another fucking birthday trip. For how many times are we going to celebrate Carrie's birthday?
I'm done.
Seriously.
I know. I don't get it's it. So annoying. And, like, when my mom turned 50, like, a couple of years ago, she was, like, doing that. And I was like, no. I was like, are you done yet? Like, she was, like, inviting me to all these things. And I was like, we already celebrated. And then, like, I turned 30 last year. And my mom's like, what are we doing? I was like, well, one thing, because it's like COVID anyway, but, like, I don't need a month long celebration.
Oh, that just sounds I'll take it. I'll take as long as I can celebrate. Your mother gets it. We got to celebrate this for as long as possible.
But, like, Carrie, like they did the pinata at Tiffany's.
Yeah, they kept doing shit.
They
Why?
Had the pool party at Cam's in-laws. And now again, there's another party for her 50th birthday. It's like, I'm over it. So what?
They're like talking shit about her at her birthday. Like that's
Yeah.
Also, when Deandra called Jeremy at home and she was like, I think I'm coming home. He's like, no, 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 no. You need to work it out. Come on. Don't come back. So Jeremy looks hot in some instances, and then sometimes he doesn't.
I agree. He looked hot last week.
Yes. Very hot.
Like packing.
Yes. Why,
but
though?
Then, a couple weeks ago,
didn't look hot.
I didn't see the appeal.
Same. Yeah. Same. What was it? His hair's a little longer. He's got good hair.
Yeah, he does. I don't know what it was, though, about like the other day. It was definitely some, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe the outfit. I don't even remember what he was wearing.
But I thought the same thing. This last episode, he looked really hot. And then a couple times ago, I'm like, yeah, Jeremy's not that hot.
It's weird.
It's funny that you said that, too.
Okay, Salt Lake City reunion part two. Is it bad that I feel bad for Mary now? I had a soft spot for Mary.
I feel bad. I think she's weirder than ever after hearing. explained, like, more.
I think she's kind of brainwashed or something. Is weird.
There's something going on.
Something is not right with Mary.
I felt bad for her. She wasn't, like, defensive. She was very honest. Okay, so we found out that we always thought, and even Andy said, we thought it was in her grandmother's will that she marry the grandfather, but it never was.
No.
So did she marry him to get everything? Because did the grandmother put everything in the husband's name?
I don't know. The way that I got it was that, like, her grandma wanted her to, like, be the next, like, whatever the grandma is. And it was just kind of like, well, to be you, I need your husband now. Like,
it's all very weird, but a lot of shit came out about Mary during this reunion, mm-hmm. more than we ever knew before.
That she wasn't, like, black man. Like, that was all very
strange. What did she say? He's white or he's light?
He's light skinned.
Yeah, they were like, he's not white.
Yeah.
Well, Andy said, is he biracial? And she's like, no, he's just light skin.
I'm going to say it. Mary's not very smart. No. I mean,
no.
Her son's, like, a darker skin. Like,
yeah. Now, is it her husband, like, her current husband's son? It must be, because how old is he?
He's she Robert, said he was,
that's right, Robert Jr. Yeah. But she was married before, which we didn't know.
And there was rumors that she divorced her first husband to marry this guy, but then she said no, that wasn't it.
That wasn't true. So many questions about Mary. Then we find out she and Robert Sr. haven't had sex in a couple of years, and they don't even stay in the same room.
Are we shocked by this?
No. No. But she got very emotional about it. It's all very twisted. Like, is he totally with her mind?
She's
or
like,
what?
I'm really happy. You don't understand.
Well, yeah, because really she
happy.
Said.
It's like, what? That's happy? I'm really happy in our marriage. Oh, no.
She's like, but I get the Chanel bag.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, he gave me the Chanel bag. She goes, you don't understand. We've been married for 22 years. This is how it is. It's like, okay, we've been married for a lot longer than that. That's not how it is.
It's so bizarre. And
it's,
like,
very strange.
I feel like she just contradicted herself all the time.
Oh, my God.
Like, and it just didn't make sense. She's, I feel like there's something, like, going on there.
Oh, there's something
I know
up
I
with her.
I need to be heavily medicated to sleep with my grandpa. So, like, I don't know what kind of, like, uppers she's on, like, but there's something going on there. I was actually, like, looking at a picture of her last night, like an old photo, and she has done something to her skin too. Like,
they supposedly she's
like done the Michael Jackson thing.
What is going around is
that's
that
interesting.
She was out of her parish for, I don't know, a couple of months, right? And then her husband came and said, oh, we've got to pray for Mary. She's in the hospital, all this stuff. Nobody knew what was wrong with her. She came back, totally different face.
Totally.
She had tons of plastic surgery. Her skin was lighter, all kinds of stuff.
Wait, is this before filming?
Bizarre.
Yeah, it was before filming. Yeah.
Oh, well, this
is
weird.
What is she? The Gentiles? She's like, oh, the Gentiles, like, are poor. Like, what the hell is a Gentile? Like,
yeah.
Also, her saying something about Jen and that Jen's husband is racist, and then Jen going off like, what the fuck are you talking about? Coach Shaw's not racist. Okay, Jen, why are you getting so upset? What is out there? Bring it forward.
I love Coach Shaw. I think he's so sweet.
Do you think he could have some cheating little allegations in his?
He's never there. He's gone. And she's a nut job. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Also, the before and after pictures of her surgery. Her before is so much cuter.
She was stunning.
She actually ruined herself. But, you know, her son broke her nose, you guys. It wasn't a nose job. Her son broke it.
Like, Marge last night, I couldn't believe how amazing she looked.
But
except the teeth.
The teeth are too big for the mouth.
Was like an instance where I was like, wow, she actually does look better than
except the teeth.
But then Jen Shaw, like, looked so much better
before.
Yeah,
not really good. Sad. No, lots going on. But the visceral hate between Heather and Lisa. Heather was like seething. What is going on?
Some
they just
shit happened
fucking
between,
hate each other.
Yeah. some shit happened.
Like, so, yeah, something happened off air because that was like Lisa talked more than she's spoken all season.
She's pissed. There's something going on. You know, we talked about this. They filmed this almost 2 years ago. Well, a year and a half ago. So yeah. That's a lot to go on after filming.
Right. The reunion wasn't filmed that long ago.
So there's a lot of buildup here, and Lisa's probably gotten a lot of DMs. You know, I don't think on the season she came out that bad. I thought she came out actually okay.
Yeah, but she's not looking good in the reunion.
No, she's blowing it at the reunion.
She's like a rabid animal.
Yeah.
At the reunion.
I don't understand. Like, and then we find out that she even recommended Heather for the Housewives, but she doesn't know her.
It's so bizarre. And I love Heather.
Yeah, who
her.
Doesn't love Heather?
Everybody
She's
loves
so
Heather.
So real.
I'm like, how can anyone even be mad at her? Like, that blows my mind.
Yeah. Okay, so didn't it blow your mind, though, that when Mary, I think Andy said, well, Mary, how much older is your husband? And she goes, 18 years. And then he goes, Whitney, isn't your husband 18 years older? It was like, oh, so the grandpa is 18 years older than Mary. And so is Whitney's husband's 18 years
so
older.
Yeah.
It put it a little
it
bit in
it
perspective.
It made it a little bit more okay.
It did. It made it a little bit okay to marry your grandpa.
Oh my God. I have a step grandpa and I would honestly rather like marry like someone in the subway. Like one of the
But wait, is he only 18 years older? If he was only 18 years older than you.
I could never have sex with someone who fucked my grandma. It's just this.
But if he gave you Chanel's,
could you do it then?
My parents would be like, "What the hell is wrong with you?"
Well, so is Mary's mom. She's pissed that Mary's mom's more pissed that she got the opportunity to marry him. She wanted to marry him.
Yeah, Mary's mom's not happy.
It's all so weird. Like, I would say, like, I honestly left the reunion last night being more weirded out by Mary than I, like, ever have.
I kind of felt, you know what it was? I felt bad for her because I felt like there's something wrong with her. I think that's what it was. Like, that there's so much more wrong with her than we ever thought. And it's not just about this grandpa thing. I mean, the way she was crying, trying to tell us how happy she is. No, there's a lot. There's some deep shit.
To, like, dig up. Freud himself to like figure this out. Like, it is just
so next week the men come out. This should be good.
Yeah, somebody dug through Coach Shaw's schedule and the death. You know, the death of Jen's
her dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and apparently there was no game on the day of the funeral.
Well, he did say he went to. I saw in the
he
previews.
Went to the wake.
Yeah, he went to something. The wake.
Yeah, but not the funeral.
But still, that's like a huge thing to not go to.
Yeah,
yeah.
For him being such a great guy, you would think.
Then we had Meredith, who said absolutely nothing the whole entire reunion.
Oh God,
she went into it knowing I'm here, but I'm not participating.
Also, during that break, Lisa was going fucking crazy. She couldn't get it together. She knew she put out too much and she couldn't take it back. And then she was like begging. She was nuts. And then going back to her husband and saying like, Meredith never even stuck up for me. This is fucking crazy. Meredith's pissed at Lisa. There's something going on there too.
They need to give us like some kind of backstory. Like I need to know.
Fill it in.
What happened. Like, I'm just so confused as to why this is. I feel like nothing they've talked about is something that happened in the season.
Oh, it's
like,
not. It's no,
it
it's
can't
not.
Be.
There's
it's
so
actually
much anger.
Amazing. I know. And I think Andy will bring it back around, don't you? I mean, he's been pretty good at these reunions.
Yeah, he has been.
We'll see.
Now that we have, I kind of like the social distancing because then we see the split frame.
We do.
Because we're not like so close together anymore. And I like seeing like both of their faces, like when they had Heather on one side and Lisa on the other and they're like screaming and like one has like a vein popping out. Like they're all, like I love having that. On the reunions now.
It's so good. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference to me. I just like you all there. I like them all there in person.
Yeah, the Zoom reunions.
I feel
reunions.
Like Below Deck will be on Zoom, which kind of sucks, but.
Oh, is it going to be on Zoom?
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah, because they're all over the country.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's end talking about Below Deck. Last episode, Elizabeth gets fired, which is just classic because she's so clueless. Like, what?
I know. She was like legitimately shocked.
So shocked. Nobody else was.
I did feel bad because like I talked to Francesca a lot on Instagram.
Oh, that's right.
I've like talked to Elizabeth like now and then. And like Francesca's like really nice.
So what are your thoughts then?
Well, I did think she was hard on Elizabeth. Like she really nitpicked everything. Like put your hair up, do that, like everything. But then when they were replaying all the things Elizabeth did this season, I was kind of like, all right, like that is really bad. And you would probably be fired.
Yeah.
I think she was more annoying.
Annoying, yeah.
It was like, did you do this yet? Oh, no, I'll do it. Did you get this done yet? Oh, no. Did you go check on the guests? Oh, I was just about to. That would freaking annoy me. And you're in a very close,
right,
you know, confined.
Yeah, and she spent a lot of time, you know, flirting with James and trying to get James' attention. And he was not interested at all.
Did you see Captain Lee's blog? He ripped James apart.
He did.
What did he say?
He was like, you know what? Like, yes, Elizabeth was distracted by you, but you led her on. Mm. You treated her like shit. Like, you saw an opportunity. You took it. You said you wouldn't care about getting fired. You'd rather go in the master suite with her, and you didn't care if you got fired. And he was like, yeah, Elizabeth could have said no, but she was so, like, into you that she didn't care, and you're, like, guiding her into all these horrible situations because, like, you don't give a fuck, and you're lazy, and you're an idiot.
Wow.
And, like, he really went in.
I thought James really liked her. I really did, because he was like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of into her. She's a little kooky. I would say that it would just be an on-ship sort of romance. But when she got fired and he was like, oh well.
He was a jerk. Yeah.
He was a jerk. He was like, see you later. And she was just like yearning for something. She hugs him. She's like, this really sucks. He's like, yeah, okay, bye. He was like, nothing.
She wanted this to destroy him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, I'm leaving too. Yes. Like, she can't be here. Like, it just was not happening.
Okay, but what about Rachel just being so overdramatic about that cake coming out and then them eating it? And she was like, how could you, how dare you eat the cake that was meant for Elizabeth?
She canceled it and they brought it out anyway.
I think she was more pissed that she was going to have to pay for that fucking cake after all.
They didn't even eat it. They like picked at it.
I get it. Like, yeah. It sucks. Like, it was her 30th birthday and, like, nothing good happened. Like,
oh, no one really celebrated.
James, like, give a shit. That does suck.
Okay, so last time we had you on, Jen, you messaged Eddie. Did he ever respond to you?
He has never responded to me.
What?
And, like, if I tag him in anything, like, does not respond. I need to, like, get Francesca on this. Like, I need her to say something to him. Because it's ridiculous, and I feel like he doesn't have, like, that many followers where he wouldn't see me constantly, like, reaching out to him.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, very heartbroken.
There's two ways to look at this. He thinks you're in love with him and a little scared of you. Or he's one of those guys that just doesn't check his DMs, and I feel like that's going to be Eddie. He just doesn't check. He has no clue. He doesn't know what to even do with any of this.
Has he seen your message?
Gave up on him.
I possibly teared up a little bit when Captain Lee gave him those stripes.
The stripes, yeah.
Like, that was so cute. I would want my son to be like you. I would like.
I know. I did too. Did I have a couple glasses of wine before that? Possibly. And that could have helped.
And I was like surprisingly emotional that whole episode. I didn't realize how much the COVID stuff was going to affect me until I was, because I haven't been like that with Southern Charm or anything, but there was something about the way they were talking about it on Below Deck and like, oh, it'll only be a couple weeks, it'll only, and like knowing what was about to happen, like, was giving me severe anxiety. Like, I was not into like all that talk that they were doing about it. Like, yeah, it was really like triggering. And then by the end of the episode with Captain Lee and him, I was just like a mess.
Well, I think the difference is Southern Charm, we watched them go through it and how stupid they were, and they talked about it and like, oh, this is right, no big deal. These guys took it serious. They actually ended their job because of it. And it's right. much different than the way that Southern Charm, you know, was handling all of it.
And, like, just, like, the knowing what was about to happen. Like, even the next day, like, when they had the date, I was like, oh, my God, that was my last day of work was that day.
Wow.
And, oh, like, I man. Remember
coming back in my classroom in, like, June. And, like, it said, like, March 12th, like, on my board because, like, we hadn't been back. And, like, it was all just, like, weird. And I was just like, well, I hate COVID. I, like, it's, like.
All right, young lady. Thank you for coming on our show again.
Yes,
we love
hangover
having
and all.
You guys love coming on. You're just my favorite.
You're just as great with a hangover.
I'm like finally better. If this was like earlier, I don't know if I could have done it.
It benefited you that we're on the West Coast and you're on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, definitely.
So when does your podcast come out?
When I can figure it out. I don't know.
To be determined.
Like it could be tomorrow. It could be in a week. It could be like
so we'll watch fantastic. Your Instagram page and yeah. you'll advertise it on that.
Yep, I'll do it on there.
I so look forward to listening to it. You're so fun and I imagine your friends are just as fun.
Oh, thank you. And we'll have to figure out a time for you guys to come on.
Oh,
it.
We are yeah, there for sure. As long as you edit so our fun. Stupid shit, we're good.
Everything I say is just so ridiculous anyway, especially on mine with like talking about like dating and stuff, like so don't worry.
That's what I can't wait to hear about. I absolutely love it. Thank you, Jen, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
It was so fun having Jen on.
I know. I love her.
Love having her. Well, she didn't watch Atlanta, so we couldn't talk Atlanta with her.
No, so we'll talk about it without her. So there's ladies are still in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to play a game, but Kenya decides she wants to go to bed. So she's pissed off and ends up going to bed. And
Gina, she was joking. That's what she said.
Yeah,
I was just
joking. But she actually never fucking went to bed.
Yeah, she never came back down again because her daughter was there.
Exactly. And Candy went up to see what was going on, and she was pissed off because the cameras were there with her. And meanwhile, Cynthia's in the kitchen packing up a gallon-sized Ziploc bag of pork.
If you were going home that night, I kind of get it. You were there for another couple days. Well, gross.
Exactly.
Cynthia.
So she wanted to make sure she had a doggy bag to take home.
She kept saying it was for Mike Hill.
I know, but come on.
That's very anti.
Yeah, very anti. Very. Although there was a lot of pork left there over.
I don't blame her if she was going home that night. She had another day or two.
It was kind of weird to stash it in the refrigerator for a couple days.
And they're taking a bus home.
Oh, yeah.
That's
kind of gross.
What's the
pork?
Ooh,
and it was like several hours. Ooh, yeah, we're that gonna, doesn't sound
let's,
good.
Yeah, no.
Mm. Okay.
We'll see if that pork makes it on
the
bus.
We'll see if it makes it. We find out about Candy planning the bachelorette for Cynthia, and she's got the costumes, and they're all like dominatrix costumes, and Bolo stripper. What is a bolo stripper?
It or stands. That just... That's his thing. It stands for something. I looked up on his Instagram.
So it's
page.
Him specifically.
Yes, he
so
is.
He is bolo.
It's B period O period L period O period.
So like bolo the stripper.
I'll look it up for you, because I tagged him in the photo that I posted.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So Candy said she has 4,000 $1 bills that she's going to give to everybody to put in his. I guess that's his payment
for sure. I would think. Well, I think that's a pretty good fucking payment. First off,
I mean,
right?
It wouldn't be more than that, right? To have him come out.
See, that's a thing. I don't know.
Well, he's like a high-end stripper.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what he is. He is Bolo the Entertainer. His name is Michael Bolware. So that's why he's
okay.
Bolo.
So he is Bolo the stripper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a stupid name.
He has an OnlyFans page.
I'm not surprised.
Not shocked. Oh, by the way, on his page it said he's globally recognized.
Globally. What,
all
on
in caps.
OnlyFans?
All
maybe?
In caps.
Globally
wow. Well,
recognized.
I can't wait to see next week because they did us wrong. They got us going, ready for Bolo. We saw him in the
box.
The box. Bolo in the box.
Dick in the box.
But we didn't see him
but
in the box.
No.
They teased us.
So what else happened during this?
Well, Drew called everybody out. She was kind of pissed at everybody because she's like, I'm on this vacation. It sucks.
Oh, right.
Everybody's faking.
Everybody's negative.
Yeah, they're not being true to Kenya because they're giving Kenya a pass for being an asshole.
Well, yeah, they were ignoring Kenya's bad behavior. And she's all confused by all of this. But this is what these women do.
Yeah. But, you know, Candy gave it to Kenya. She was like, listen, I'm pissed off at you. Mm-hmm. We planned this trip together. You're doing all these things. You ordered the food, which was the real thing she was pissed off about, ordering the crab cakes.
That didn't go over well.
She had her daughter come, didn't tell anybody. Flew solo, didn't tell anybody. It's all this kind of secretive stuff. And then Kenya turns it around and says, you know, I trusted you because I'm going through a hard time with Mark. I get that.
I get it, too. But you can't use that as an excuse for everything.
No, but she is. She will. And she is.
But she doesn't cut anybody else any slack.
No, that's what I mean. She doesn't. You know? She is very mean to Marlo, though.
She has to be jealous of her.
Who?
Marlo.
Marlo's jealous of Kenya, or Kenya's jealous of Marlo?
Jealous of Marlo.
Of what?
I don't know. She's got a lot of nice things.
They used to be very good friends.
Have they? I can't remember them ever being good friends. I'm trying to
think. I think way back when they were friends. Something turned.
Because she's never been good friends with Nene, and Marlo and Nene were always good friends.
You're right. See, I don't remember. That's why these seasons, you forget who's friends with who. They
do. Well, because it changes from season to season.
It does.
So that was really all that happened.
Yeah, and then we ended with, see the previews. We see the previews of next week.
We see the back of Bolo.
Yes, and that the girls are very drunk, and they're like, Bolo, we want you to come back out with no cameras.
Yeah, and who was that? Do we know?
Kenya. Well, no, it was Portia. Tanya? It was Portia who said it. And then Candy was like, yeah, Bolo, let's take all the cameras off. We want to have fun without the cameras. And Bolo's like, okay, as long as there's no cameras, I'll do whatever you want.
Well, you know, he came out and said absolutely nothing happened, and that's not on brand for him. But
what? He has an OnlyFans page.
No one is there to prove otherwise. So if those women slipped him some money, I think he probably...
Also, Bolo, I know you think you're what did I say he was? Something worldwide. Yeah. Nobody knows who the fuck you are.
Nobody knows him. No.
We don't know you.
We don't know you, Bolo.
Nor do we care if you had sex with these women. It makes it more exciting for us.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens next week.
Bolo happens next week.
Yeah, Bolo. Bolo is what happens.
All right. We got to talk a little maths. Atlanta.
Whew. I am really enjoying this season. Whew. I mean.
Lots going on this season.
A lot of drama.
Oh, my God.
So much drama. I don't think there's ever been this much drama between the couples.
I'm trying to think.
There hasn't been.
I mean, there's been drama before with, like, some of these asshole guys.
Well,
but not this kind.
This one almost, they almost came to blows.
No, we had, remember Matt, who was a basketball player?
But who did he get into it with?
Well, no, he was going off and staying somewhere else.
Well, yeah, but that was between the couple.
No, this is between. Let's talk about the other couples, then we'll talk about instance. Yeah. Clara and Ryan, they seem to be getting along okay. He's told her we don't want to talk about our sex life. Well, she kind of said in not so many words that they've been very intimate.
Yeah, but she didn't say specifically, but we can assume. There are some cracks that are kind of showing. He's never said that he's loved anyone, which is a big problem. And on the flip side, she said she's loved almost
everyone.
Every single guy.
She falls in love very easily.
So two opposite ends of the spectrum on that. And then there's a girls and a guys night. The girls have cocktails, which seemed fun. The guys have a crap lesson. Eric is very drunk. And he says he's got no issues with Virginia.
He's practically falling asleep at the table when he's talking to the guys. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. And then Virginia, on the other hand, says that there are a few issues.
Yeah.
And that he's a Southern conservative and she's not. And she's got guy friends and that's an issue for him. Her drinking is definitely got to be an issue.
And we see as this episode goes on that he's drinking with her now, like to kind of fit in and have quote fun with her.
Yeah, but he's not going to go the distance.
And he does say eventually, he's like, I fucking can't handle this. Like, you really want to drink? And she was like, I drink Thursday through Sunday with my friends. This is what I do.
Well, Thursday through Sunday.
Also, she's married now. Like, it changes. You're not doing that with your friends anymore. I'm sorry. Yes, you give up a lot of your single life when you're married. That's what you do.
Yeah, you have to shift gears a little bit. But I don't know that she's ready to shift gears yet.
It's fine if he's flying. It's a perfect situation. When he's flying and gone, go out and have drinks with your girlfriends.
But I mean, to drink, I mean, I know she's still young. She's 26, right? But to drink every day, Thursday through Sunday.
Also to say, this is what I do.
Just, weird.
It also makes it sound like she gets drunk Thursday through Sunday.
Exactly. And that's
not
that's
just
the
has
problem.
A drink.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But then we find out Haley and Jake had sex. What?
This was quite shocking.
Totally
but
shocking.
Gina, I felt so bad for him.
I felt horrible for him. So they had sex, but ever since then, she's been completely disconnected from him. I don't know
she
why
also
she
also said
had...
she was really drunk when they had sex. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
She said, we both had a lot of drinks. Do you think the sex was bad or is she just regretting like,
I
oh shit, I moved too fast?
I think, yeah. She's not into him. She's not attracted to him. She thinks he's a little weird. And
but this is what was
she
that.
Regrets it because she's just not into him.
She's not that into him. Mm-mm. But she was drinking and she's like, oh, well, whatever.
He is my husband. That's what she, well, he is my husband.
And he's got a good physique. Mm. He does.
All right.
Gina.
All right.
But when they were packing to leave. And he tells the story that she said, I'm just going to go and have some drinks with the girls.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Oh, my God. And then he went downstairs to get something to eat. And he saw all of the couples together and she was with them. And when he started walking down the stairs, he said they bolted.
Yeah.
Now, is this all the couples fucking ran away? That's what it says to me. And that makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, that's what it sounds like, which would mean that they're kind of all in on
all
it.
All in on.
Which is okay. Bullshit.
And that's her going down. Oh, my God, you guys. He's so weird.
Yeah.
And then when he comes downstairs, she's like, run.
You know what? This episode, I didn't think he was that bad. I mean, he seemed very mature and he seemed like he was really trying. He wanted to communicate and she's just shutting down and he doesn't understand it. And
he's trying to find out from her what's going on. I get that you don't like to hold my hand. Like, I'm trying to gauge your reaction.
Right.
Ever since we slept together, you're being weird, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to hold your hand? Do you want this closeness with us? You're not saying anything. And as he's saying this, she's saying nothing in return.
Yeah, and she just said, I need a what did she
I
say?
Need a minute.
I just need a minute.
Yeah, he said, "You." When I talked to you about it, you said, I need a minute. And she goes, well, that means I need a minute.
Mm. Well, she hasn't had a boyfriend in a very long time, but she's not being very nice to
him. No, I mean, I get if I was her, I get it. You're trying. You're not attracted to this guy that you've just married. You're trying your hardest, but it turns mean.
Well, I know because I've done it.
Yeah,
but
she doesn't like him.
If you are so annoyed by someone and they're into you and you're not into them, maybe
you turn
and then
mean.
You turn mean.
Oh, trust me. I get it. Been there, done that. Here's the difference. I didn't marry that person.
Exactly.
And I'm not being filmed. Nobody caught me being mean.
Well, she shouldn't have slept with them. She should have just kind of slowed her roll and started by holding hands and then little affection here and there instead of jumping right in, which means to him, she likes me. Cool.
Of course.
We're on the same page. And then come to find out.
Also, he has no idea how she feels because she doesn't say anything. She doesn't say I like you. She
no,
doesn't say anything.
She tells the girls that she, you know, that she kind of starting to like him. But she's really not.
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have the perfect couple.
Brianna and Vincent.
Well, there's a few little cracks here. Her bossiness is coming out. She's getting more comfortable with him is what it sounds like.
Right.
And he's starting to get like, you're being a little bossy.
Well, she is bossy, but I didn't think that. I mean, maybe it's kind of messing with his manhood a little bit. But
maybe.
I didn't think she was overly bossy.
What does that say about us?
I didn't see a problem at all.
I didn't have a problem with her telling him exactly what to do.
Do you flush your teeth?
Can you throw that away? Use this on your face. I didn't find it being that bossy, but during their vows, the main thing that came out was that she's bossy.
That she's bossy.
So
yeah, so that's
he has
in
that
the back
in
of
his
head.
Yeah, so yeah. He's remembering all this. And she says, is there anything I'm doing that annoys you? And he's like, yeah, you're bossy.
Right. How about Chris, the conversation that he had with Paige, he keeps saying that his wife comes first, but then he's talking about, you know, splitting the wedding gifts and separating bank accounts. He doesn't believe in joint accounts. I mean, a lot of weird stuff. Like, he is one that flips back
He's
and forth.
A walking contradiction.
Yeah.
I have so many problems with Chris. Let's talk about Chris and Paige.
Yeah.
So, Chris is, in one way, he's trying to pretend like he's doing the right thing with Paige. I am in this. You are my wife. You come first. We are going to work this out. Then he flips.
Well, he's saying the words so that she hears the words, but he doesn't mean any of it.
Then when he says they're packing up to go, I'm skipping this one section because I want to, we'll go back to when he gets in the fight with Victor, or what's her name? Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
When they're packing to go, she says, well, you know, we haven't talked too much about it. What do you think the relationship will be with your ex-fiance with the baby coming and me? And he's like, well, you know, I mean, I've been thinking a lot about this. And, you know, I thought about going back to her because I don't want a broken family. I want to raise our children in a family unit. I've thought about that. And we've talked about that. So he's having conversations with his ex-fiance while he's on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
And then he flips it around when she starts to get upset. He flips it around to her and says, well, you haven't asked me anything about it. I told you that she was pregnant and now you haven't asked me. So it's on you to ask me about what my feelings are.
And I was so pissed off when he said that. I thought, how dare you? How dare you?
And the fact that she like fell for it is what really pisses me off.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The fact that she is just lapping it up is so annoying.
Because you know what he uses? He says, I'm a man of God. That's what he fucking says. He's telling her, you're my first priority. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, she's not. Okay, so let's go back to the conversation that Virginia has with him.
Before we get into that, he said to Paige, because he totally flip-flops every 5 minutes. He said they were in bed before they left. And he said, you know, I'm really starting to feel attracted to you. So he like throws her a bone and then pulls it back and throws her a bone and pulls it back. It's constant.
Yeah. After the fifth time I had sex with you, I think I found you kind of attractive. That's really what he was saying. He's such a piece of shit.
I feel bad for her that she just can't go, fuck you. I don't deserve this.
Oh, she can. Also what he said about the money matters. And she said, well, I understand because I don't make as much as you. And he goes, yeah, like a third. Well, asshole, when this was filming, your subway station, whatever the fuck that was going under. You never made a payment on that, quote, restaurant you owned.
The restaurant / subway sandwich shop?
Yeah. He didn't even start the process or anything.
No, the fact that he says he's an entrepreneur business owner is a bunch of bullshit.
You know why he wants to keep that money separate? Because he has none.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so fired up. Okay, let's talk about him bitching out Victoria. Here's the thing. Victoria and Eric did go a little far in, like, they were kind of drunk. They made the comments of, is the baby yours? You have 9 months to think about it. It was inappropriate. It was off the cuff. We talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
This week, they all go four-wheeling. And I don't know how Clara and Victoria, is that her name?
Virginia.
Did I say
Victoria?
That was from Bachelor. Virginia and Clara were talking to Chris. I don't even know how that even started, that little scenario.
Well, they were asking him questions like, how are you doing? We're concerned about Paige. He said he was going above and beyond and was, you know.
He also said, I don't believe that you guys are concerned about us or me in particular.
Yeah. And then
that was bullshit. And then it spiraled. And then Virginia was like, what do you mean we don't care? We do care about Paige. Like, basically, we don't care about you, Chris. Fuck you. We care about Paige and how you're treating her.
Well, yeah. But then Chris calls Virginia drunk. Yeah. And then,
he goes, you guys are just drunk all the time walking around. You know that Eric was fucking dying because he does not want to be drinking, period.
Well, of course not. He's a pilot, for God's sake. He has a reputation to uphold. But even Clara said, you know, I'm not sure why Virginia poked him like that.
See, that annoys me. They're not poking him. They're having a conversation with him. Because he's a wild card and he could blow up, you're supposed to be like, ooh, I better not say anything.
Yeah, but here's the
that
problem.
That bugs me.
She just kept going on she and did. On. Instead of just like letting it alone, he was starting to get elevated.
But I kind Leave of it appreciated alone. It at the same time. Like, fuck you, Chris. I don't give a shit. You think by telling your new wife the truth about your ex-fiance being pregnant, that makes you a stand-up guy? That makes you the husband you're supposed to be? No, you're just telling her the truth.
Yeah, but when the conversation was in front of Paige and Paige just sat there and said nothing, Paige should have said, it's between us, just let it go. But she just sat there and didn't say a word.
No.
And I thought that was a time when she should have said something.
She did say something when they were going home on the bus.
Yeah, oh, that even was worse.
And he said before he got on the bus, he goes, oh, this isn't the end of it. That's what an asshole he is.
Yeah, because
he's
yeah.
like, I'm going to keep it going. They want to poke me, I'll poke them back. He's shown his true colors here. I understand him being upset that they're all talking about it. If he went to them and said, you guys, this happened. I feel sick about it. I don't know what I'm going to do. If you can give us a moment, like, let us have our time to figure this out. But he's not. He's very defensive.
Well, I'm not buying what Chris is selling because
he's an asshole.
Not very trustworthy. But I also think that Virginia's age is showing yes, a little bit. She's young and she doesn't know when to shut up. And so they go to dinner and everyone's there except Eric and Virginia seem to be late to everything.
Everything.
So Chris apologizes and he's on this apology tour. And Jacob is like, listen, I don't give a shit about any of this. Mm-mm. I just want to eat.
Give me my meat and eggs.
That's right. He apologized to Claire and Ryan. But then later, Ryan was kind of giving Clara some shit about,
like, mind your own
speaking
business.
Up. Like, okay, you have to know when to.
Yeah, speak. I also don't think that Clara overspoke.
I thought she was fantastic. I mean,
like, Virginia was overspeaking.
Yeah.
I thought Clara was perfectly fine. Like, she understood that Chris is not going to hear it no matter what she says. Mm-hmm. So she backed off. She didn't, like, go crazy at all. Yet I don't like that he told her, you know, there's a time and a place for things. She's like,
you have to know when to speak.
Although she did say, I overspeak a lot. So maybe I need that a little bit.
Oh, he said you have to be able to control what comes out of your mouth.
But I don't think she was bad.
No, I thought she was fantastic in what she was saying.
I don't like that. Which maybe what he said came off wrong. Maybe he just meant in a bigger sense, not her in particular. Maybe, you know what it, you
oh,
know
he
what?
Could have been talking about Virginia.
I bet he was, and the way they cut it.
That's true.
Made us think he was saying it to
oh,
Clara.
You're right.
That makes, because that came out of left field. Because Clara didn't say anything that bad.
No, she didn't.
And all she was saying was, yeah, I tend to do that too. Because otherwise she was.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense.
No, I feel like she would get really pissed off. So I think they edited that.
I think you're right.
To make us think this, because I think Clara and Ryan really like each other.
Mm-hmm.
She actually said, if I had a potion or whatever, if I could, you know, find the perfect guy, write down everything, that would be Ryan.
Him.
So she really likes him. Although we don't see a lot of affection with them.
No, not at
I've
all.
I've never seen them kiss.
Oh, you know what?
Have
right.
we? And they don't cuddle in bed.
We don't see it. Well, he's very private.
He is. It's but weird that he would go on a show being so private, right?
I know. Hmm. But all the couples blame Eric and Virginia.
They do.
They all
That's
blame
what pisses
them.
Me. Also, what I don't like about Vincent, I understand having your friends back. I don't like how he has Chris's back so much.
Regardless. Yeah.
Is that having somebody's back? He needs to be honest with him. Like, this is a fucked up situation. You need to worry about Paige. You need to figure this out.
Yeah, I think it's too much.
Also, he doesn't know him. When I think Virginia said to Chris, Paige is my friend. And Chris is like, you don't even know her. You're not friends. Well, okay, so Vincent's not your friend either then. They
exactly.
know each other the same amount of time.
Exactly.
So you can't use it for your instance, but not use it for the other.
Well, bottom line, and Chris is just an asshole. I mean, there's nothing else to
I actually am angry watching it. It's so frustrating.
Well, when they get home, they'll start having meetings with Pastor Cal and Dr. Viviana. And I'm anxious to see how these meetings go and if Paige speaks up and says what's really going on.
I certainly hope so.
I know, me too.
God, I'm really annoyed.
Who do you think is going to make it out of this group?
I think Vincent and
Brianna.
Yeah, I think they'll make it.
And I think Eric and Paige or Eric.
Well, that would be interesting.
Eric and Virginia.
Well,
make
you
it.
Said you saw a little picture of them recently. I can see where they would make because Eric really wants to be a husband.
I really hope Clara and Ryan make
me
it.
Me too.
But they're kind of different people.
I just don't know with Paige and Chris. It's all about Paige and Chris at this point. Oh, yeah. Well, what about Haley? You don't think Haley and Jacob?
No, I don't think Haley and Jacob are going to make it.
So next episode, we see Haley and Jacob. They move into the apartment complex. And he's like, well, this isn't going to go well. You don't even want to be around me. I am looking forward to Jacob standing up for himself and really speaking
That's
out.
That's what I thought. Good for him. Yeah. I'm glad he's vocalizing and verbalizing what his issues are with her.
I totally agree.
Because I think she keeps it all in.
She didn't say anything.
No.
We thought he was kind of boring and quiet. what is she offering?
Yeah.
She's been boring and quiet. To be honest with you, I barely know her. He says she's on the phone all the time with her friends, FaceTiming them and all this. I see none of this personality from her.
Well, that's because she doesn't want to spend time with him and doesn't want to even talk to him. Mm-mm. Poor guy. I kind of feel bad for him.
I feel bad for him now. I love how we switch. Weekly, we have different opinions about these couples.
Well, because she's just kind of mean.
Well, I didn't like that.
I don't like the running. Mean.
They all bolted. That hurt my heart.
Yeah.
I hate saying that. Bullies. Shit hurt my heart, but that really did.
It's like the mean group.
Girl thing.
Yeah. Not nice.
Don't like that. Mm-mm. We don't do that anymore at our age.
No, we don't.
Did when we were younger? Probably.
Probably.
Not now. Oh, perfect timing.
Just in time for The Bachelor.
Dan, come join us. Yeah. Yeah, Dan's going to join us. He sounds pretty chipper. This is interesting. Wow. Wow. We barely asked. Okay. Oh, Dan has his own microphone this evening.
I do.
Yep, it's right there. It's the first time Dan's joining us with his own microphone.
Woohoo.
Wow, this is really heavy.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Dan's wow. a real wow. microphone.
Let me turn you down.
Oh, is it really loud?
All right. We're going to talk a little Bachelor. So last week we talked about, will Chris Harrison be fired? Will he step away? Lo and behold, Chris Harrison has stepped away. He's taking a little break Bachelor.
So who do you think is going to replace Chris Harrison?
Okay, many questions. First off, taking a break. Does it mean...
He's not gone forever.
No. Or Bachelor Nation is very pissed off. They want him gone. I'm okay with that. Let's bring somebody else in. Who would they bring in?
Wells Adams.
People are saying Wells Adams. Wells, he could yes. definitely
I think
do
Wells
that.
Would be good.
But
it's not going to be Wells, I don't
do
think.
Do you think they need...
Jorge.
Turning Dan's mic down.
Now that
He's
would
getting
be good.
Very excited. So in the beginning, when it first came out that he was stepping away, before his apology tour came on, I thought, okay, Chris will step away, then he'll be back for Paradise. That sounds about right. It's a little bit of a break here.
Yeah, but will
he? People forget. Now I think they cannot bring him back.
I don't think they will. I mean, there's been talks about Mike Johnson. There's been talks about Wells, mm-hmm. Rachel Lindsay.
Here's this thing about Rachel Lindsay.
Hey, they brought Bush back after on...
Who? Oh, Billy Bush.
Billy Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he may
Billy
come
Bush
back.
Is on extra back
I think they
now.
May they may work it out.
Billy Bush took a year off.
He took a long time
yeah.
off.
Yeah. Chris Harrison, Bachelor
say,
in Paradise
JoJo
will be this
didn't
summer.
Overwhelm me as...
No, JoJo, no. Yeah. JoJo no. doesn't need to be
So
it.
I don't... Here's do you think it thing. Needs to be a female or male, or does it really matter?
For what? What are we talking? Paradise
I mean,
or
really,
like all of
there?
It? Maybe they'll bring somebody new for each thing. Will there be somebody for Bachelor in Paradise? Will be somebody different for The Bachelorette? They could do that. They could bring a woman for The Bachelorette, a male for The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's
and
a good idea.
Somebody different for Bachelor in Paradise.
True.
Wells can do Bachelor in Paradise. I like that idea.
Well, they're going to start, or they're supposed to start filming Bachelorette in March.
Oh.
Okay.
Is what I heard.
We still don't know. They talked about it being Dildo Girl. What's her name?
Katie,
yeah.
Katie said, I haven't been asked. Now, Chris Harrison, before the debacle of his interview, Chris Harrison said, we have not made our decision about The Bachelorette, and we do not announce it on the Women Tell All, like everybody was saying. So they could be changing gears now, which they probably should. It could be somebody entirely different who's The Bachelorette, not Katie. It could be Abigail now.
Yeah.
There's so many people to choose from.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked either because they're probably scrambling right now trying to figure out what to do. I wouldn't be shocked if they pushed Bachelorette out after Paradise.
Oh, I agree.
So they can figure out what they're doing.
Take a break.
Yeah.
And Wells could totally do Paradise.
I think so. I think Wells could take over Paradise. Let's do one thing at a time. Baby step it. We don't have to do a full make a decision right now. But I don't think Chris Harrison is coming back.
Yeah.
I don't think he can. How could he? Like you said, Billy Bush came back, but that was a year later.
People are not.
You don't think
haven't
people
forgotten.
Are going to forgive? Forgive Chris
not
Harrison?
Too Ooh, soon. Too soon.
Too soon? Are,
who I'll is, tell you
who
something.
Who is really mad? Because a lot of, there's a conservative part
yeah,
of
you're right.
people that watch Bachelor.
Yeah.
They're 50% probably are
Well, I'll
really
tell
upset.
You something. There's a big Facebook group that don't have a problem with what Chris Harrison said. And it's quite shocking. So you're right there. It could be 50-50 about how people feel about Chris Harrison. Some people are saying, oh, this is bullshit that he was fired. It's cancel culture. And then obviously the other side is saying this is bullshit that he's given another chance. We need to hold him accountable for what he said.
Okay, from the politics, I know that usually the loudest people are the fringes. So I think 10%, I mean, the people that are really mad at him. And then you have the other one. I think most people don't really care. I think so. You're hearing a lot of people.
Well, here's what's interesting that Twitter, you said that. I said to Gina, do you think if you're not in Bachelor Nation and this isn't your whole world, do you even know what's going on with Chris Harrison? And we're like, yeah, probably. Well, guess what? In this Facebook group, people are like, they don't know what the fuck's going on. They're like, what did he say? What did he do? I love Chris Harrison. So you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people who don't care, who have no idea what's going on. And they're like, why is he gone? So you're right.
My guess is when the pandemic is almost officially over, Chris Harrison will be back. That is my guess. I think okay. It'll be Joe Biden said Christmas time is when we're going to feel like we're together. So I'm going to say January of 2022.
So
he will
you
be back.
Think what will be what will be
nothing
filming
to do with
at
the
that
pandemic?
Point.
It just I think that's the
you think that's the time frame.
He's going to Chris Harrison's just going to rise.
He's going to rise up like we're all going to rise up. Yeah.
So we rise up.
I think he will learn it.
He will learn it? What do you mean?
He will learn his lesson.
Oh.
Okay, there was another.
Will he?
What I'm saying though is
he could come back.
I think people could come back. I think it would be kind of good ratings if they hadn't come back. But he needs to learn his lesson.
Yes.
I don't know. You know, I don't. Maybe he won't. I don't care either way, really.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't care. I don't love Chris Harrison. Right. I think he's becoming a caricature of himself.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I don't
Time
know.
Time for a change, maybe.
You don't care.
Maybe.
What you're saying is you don't care if he comes back. You're not saying you don't care what he said. You're saying I don't give a
no,
shit if
I
he comes
totally
back.
No, I totally care what he said.
Yeah.
It was really, really wrong.
Yeah, really bad.
2018 was so long ago. 2018 was...
Yeah.
Just before the pandemic. Charleston was 2018. 50 million people were having parties?
Yeah.
The antebellum parties in 2018?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I've never even heard of the party.
No,
like
we
that.
Actually had to look up the antebellum thing. Like, I knew that Lady Antebellum, the music group, dropped Antebellum.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what it meant. So I looked at exactly what it was again. And also, when you're from the South, you know that word. When you're not, you don't know it. That's what I've learned through this week.
It's new to us.
It's new to us West Coasters that we've never experienced that
I
word.
I just think of Lady Antebellum. That's all
well,
I know.
Well, that's the music
now they're
group.
Lady A.
Now they're Lady.
Lady A?
Yeah.
Oh, they've
Lady
changed.
A. Yeah, because they took it out because they knew how horrible it was. All right, so let's talk about this week's Bachelor. We started the night with Heather coming in.
Yeah. So, Dan, what'd you think about Heather?
By the way, wait. I have to note that I looked down. Dan has a few notes.
I have notes now.
Oh, perfect.
I have notes.
Perfect.
I didn't even know he had any.
Heather,
he's a professional.
To me, this is the most stupid production idea. She's never been kissed. Seems like she's not prepared for any kind of emotional relationship. I don't think she's very weird. Who comes? Who drives? You know, a minivan, I don't know how many miles, and has to be quarantined for how many days. They probably didn't quarantine her. She's just so weird. She's in the room. She's balancing stuff on her head and making comments. She's never been kissed. She's just very immature.
She has said she has been kissed now.
Okay, we know she's been kissed.
Production knew about this. She was staying at the La Quinta Inn around the corner. And
La Quinta Inn?
No, I'm just...
Okay.
Comfort suites, whatever.
You know what? I mean...
Gina, we're not in Palm Springs anymore.
There's a cheap hotel called La Quinta.
Oh, you're right.
You know, it was fun because I liked it because Matt did the right thing. He stopped it right in the beginning. And I have to say, when he did that, all the women said, God, he's much more sexy. I always thought that was very sexy myself.
Wow. Learning a lot.
No, I mean... That he did that. He stopped it. She's never been kissed. She's a minivan driving.
She's never been kissed. Why does
and
that?
And she's not ready for it. It was just a bad
she's
idea.
Minivan driving.
Minivan driving.
Okay, I listened.
Head balancing.
So I listened to
weird.
A podcast today, Ben and Ashley. They said that Chris Harrison said they didn't know she was coming. She was trying to get on, like, after Matt's season was starting. Apparently... Hannah B called production and said, my friend Heather wants to go on. And they're like, no, we've already started. No. And she's like, yes, they'd be really good together. They're like, no. And then Heather started hounding them. Like, I'm going to come. I'm going to fly myself out there. I'm going to drive up. That they had no idea. Like, they told her no. And that when she drove up in that fucking minivan,
that it wasn't staged. They were like, oh my God, so we basically told her no, yet she's still here.
How is production there? I mean, how did they get her on camera and
a mic'd up?
Exactly, Gina. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Chris Harrison is shaking his head like, I can't believe that.
This is interesting, is Chris Harrison said this before his controversial statements. So now I'm like, I don't believe Chris Harrison. I'm putting him in this box of, I think he's full of shit.
Totally full of shit. That was so staged. It was ridiculous.
It was very staged. You have to quarantine. How long do you think she actually quarantined?
Maybe a few
days.
Like
2 days.
Yeah, which is stupid because you need to do that more. And
okay, so.
Who comes in with six people left? I could see in the very beginning, but you don't come with, there's only six or seven people left.
Well, also,
at that
they
time.
Were there 6 weeks. I would have been pissed too. Now, when she came in to that room and those girls were there, thoughts on how they basically like attacked her.
They were so mean to her. But she kind of deserved
it. Here?
I mean, I did feel bad for her. She cried and stuff. But I mean, to come in at the very end.
Well, they've been there 6 weeks. They've been through a lot with all of this. This was intense with, you know, all the drama that's been going on in the house. And then at 6 weeks in, you bring Heather in. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Who are you? We know who you are, but who are you?
Yeah, the girls came at her hard. They said she was bachelor hopping. She said she didn't want to be on
TV.
That's
actually amazing. No, they're like, weren't you on here before? By the way, they knew exactly who the fuck she was.
Yeah, but so here's my thing. If Heather is good friends with Hannah Brown.
By the way, you guys cuss quite a bit on here. I didn't know that. There's a lot of fucking cussing.
We're explicit rating.
I'm going to start. I was trying to be mellow.
I learned the cussing from you. So,
yeah. That's fucking great. Yeah, Heather was a joke.
Thank God she doesn't listen. Phew.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, so if she's friends with Hannah Brown, you don't think that Hannah Brown could have hooked her up with Matt before the season?
Yeah, that's what we were saying. It's like,
Why would anybody want to be hooked up with her?
Oh, Dan.
She's a cute girl.
She's never been kissed. She's a cute girl.
She's a cute girl.
But if it
she
was.
She's very immature.
Very immature. Yeah.
She is. Well, is it because she's, quote, never been kissed that you think she's immature?
Just the way she acts.
No, I agree.
And she's surprised that the girls are going to be upset when she comes in there.
She also doesn't know what they've been through. So were they mean to her? Yes.
Very.
I mean, they were very mean to her. But also, they have a right to be mean. The way she came in and took over Piper's spot, you know, Piper was talking to Matt. They cherish every moment with Matt. And then she took that away from them.
Well, yeah, but it's Matt's fault, too, because he allows everybody to come in and bump whoever he's talking to, which is totally rude. But the good news is Heather went home.
Yeah, that is good news. But they all do that. They all allow them. I wish the guys or the women, the bachelorettes or bachelorette, would just say, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let the queen come here and, and take over. Sorry, this is rude, but they always let it go. Why do they do that? It upsets me.
Why you mean
so
the Bachelor?
Much.
Why did
the Bachelor? No, when they're on the couch and they're at the cocktail party.
I think production
comes
sends
up and
them
they
in.
Go take over. I wish they would. All the people that are talking to the Bachelor, Bachelorette, are saying, "Can I have a little more time?" Why doesn't the Bachelor, Bachelorette say no? She gets five more minutes. Get out of here.
No,
get the hell out of your queen.
I think I saw this season more than anything. Where the girls were just sitting there and they were like waiting for their time. I think the production does schedule that out.
Yeah.
Hey, you go talk to him right now. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, but yeah.
But I agree with you.
I know,
think the Bachelor
ridiculous.
Should say, yeah, give me. Well, no, when Heather came in, like, all right, Piper, somebody came in. It was weird. He was trying to, you know, we talked about it last week. He was like, hey, Heather, Heather.
Oh my God.
What?
Remember when Heather came in? He's like, Heather. He was like all nervous about her
Matt
being there.
Matt has a little issue with his lips. He gets nervous and he can't. His lips get kind of affected. He gets a little.
Does he?
Yeah,
he
guys does, have problems.
He
with
definitely
that.
Does have movement with.
He has movement with his lips, and he gets a little awkward with his lip. I think guys are just that way.
Well, isn't he a little awkward anyway?
He's a little awkward.
He's a little
anyway.
Awkward.
But
somebody
I like his
said,
morals. I like him. I like the fact that he got rid of her right away.
I think he's a good guy. Yeah. I have no problem with that. I actually really like Matt. You know, this season is just weird because there's been so much drama that we haven't seen him with these girls individually. We get no feel for these girls.
But we also don't know him, I feel like. We don't know his personality really on a deep level. We don't know anything. He asks kind of surface level questions to these girls. And I don't know. Do you feel like you know him? I don't feel like I really know him.
That's a good question. I don't know, Gina. You're bringing that up. I don't know if I know him. Yeah. I don't know him.
We don't know him.
I do know that he is, he seems to like everybody. Although I take that back. This week, he definitely, when I know you're going to get to Abigail, but when she, at the cocktail party, she asked, well, what do you think about? And that was a wrong question. What do you think about our relationship? And then that was like, he did tell her, Sorry, Abigail.
I liked you in the beginning, and I don't
like you now. I don't
think
he found her really attractive, a connection with her emotionally or really physically.
Well, I'm glad he let her go, though, because she shouldn't have been there any longer.
Well, it was so sad that he has these one-on-ones left, and obviously there's two. There's two girls who don't have a one-on-one yet. He gives a second one-on-one to Serena P before Abigail, and she hasn't had one yet.
That was bad.
It was so bad.
So
I mean, he
Abigail
doesn't
knew
like her.
She was done.
Well, she had to feel like, oh my God, what the fuck? I got the first impression rose and then this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Serena P and that namaste tantric yoga.
She was not into that
at all. It's awkward. He wears very tight.
Yeah, why was he wearing leggings?
Very tight leggings. He loves a legging. Have you not seen him in these leggings before?
But usually has shorts on over. Doesn't he?
I guess so. I don't know, but he wears
tight. I don't want to see a man in Lululemons.
Lululemons, yeah. How do you guys, what do you think of Matt's fashion?
I love it.
I kind of like some of it. I like the little flannel thing he had with the turtleneck. I like some of that.
You like a tight turtleneck?
I like a little bit. Yeah, I think he's a tall man and he looks pretty good in things. Some have been amiss. I agree with you. But some of it, I kind of look forward to what he's going to maybe wear.
I'm very interested in all the dancing this evening.
Because he's like a model.
Yeah, he's very large.
It's a little retro-y.
It's a little, okay, so I agree.
That's what it is. You like the 70s aspect of all this?
Maybe I like the 70s max. Serena P.
Yeah, thoughts on her?
I was very surprised that he gave her a rose. Maybe because there wasn't, because I think she's 22. She's not very affectionate. He's not affectionate, and she doesn't want to come across. She's one of those people that won't really... I don't think she said, I'm falling in love with you.
No.
So I was very surprised. I like her, but I don't. I think she's going to be the first one out on the top four.
Well, but it tells me he really likes her.
Yes.
He takes her on this yoga date. It's very uncomfortable. That yoga is very uncomfortable. Dan, if me and you were doing that fucking tantric yoga, that would be very uncomfortable.
Suit yourself. I don't know.
Well, if you don't know each other, let's say on camera.
But, you know, she's uncomfortable with this. I get that. She's laying.
She went a little bit overboard on the uncomfortable.
Yeah,
Come on, she did. Get over yourself.
Well, the other thing is, you know, you're on camera. So if you're uncomfortable with public displays of affection, you're on fucking camera and everybody's watching you. But she kept going on about it. And then he kept saying, thank you for being so honest with me about not liking it.
Okay, Matt.
It went on.
He likes her.
Yes, their whole conversation was how uncomfortable she was with the tantric yoga.
And that was it.
He doesn't go deep with anybody.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
We don't know him.
She's young. I think she's a little too young. Just like Kit, who I thought, I like Kit a lot. She protected herself emotionally and got out of it.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
And,
she totally.
You know, there's timing in relationships, and she's not it. Even though he was good, you can go to school for 5 years while I hang here. And, you know, and she was all ecstatic, but then she realized that, you know, they're just 21. She's different time frames.
Okay, but then so, I wonder, why would you go on? Mm. Knowing that you're 21 years old and that you're not ready to get
married. You don't know that you're
going to
go that far. And then you're there and you realize, next week, here's what the theory is. Next week, if she was going to hometowns, was he going to pick her to go to hometowns? We don't know. Would we have liked to see Cynthia Rowley's house?
No freaking way would we see Cynthia Rowley.
No, exactly. No.
You know I don't care if they would have gone to New York City. Because it's been a year since we've been
to New York City through Kit. Yes. That's what I want to see rich New York City through Kit.
What's her name? Cynthia Rowley?
Cynthia Rowley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would have been fun.
So there are thoughts that Kit thought about this and was like, shit. Hometowns, my mom
can't do it.
Probably not going to be a good scene. It's not worth it. Will my mom want it?
He's not going to
do I like him that much?
Can I bring him to my penthouse apartment? Probably not.
Probably not.
Not going to go well.
No.
That would have been fun, though.
That would have been amazing. Yeah, so she definitely protected herself emotionally. She knew she wasn't going to go any further. And she's like, I think I'm out.
I think her mom texted her and said, get out.
Do not go further. Do not get to hometown.
Do not.
You know what, though? I give her credit for living in as a socialite in New York City. She seems, I like her.
Yeah, I
she
like
seems
her too.
Very mature.
I like
her She's 21, like but she seems too. Like a little bit older soul.
Yeah.
But timing-wise, she wants to go to school. She has tests she wants to do.
Listen, Matt doesn't want to get married either. He's not getting married at the end of this, even if he proposes. We talked about this before. The proposal at the end of The Bachelor doesn't mean you're getting married. Now it just
it never pans out. It never pans out.
It just means your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well, Kit, I don't think Kit and Matt had chemistry at all.
Yeah.
But she seemed also very young when she was having the conversation with Matt. I think her age kind of came through.
Yes.
You know, then we have Rachel, who says that at 24 years old, she's been searching her whole life for a love like this.
Yes. Yes.
There goes Gina with her ageism.
24 years.
Ageism.
That's right.
They've got to be 45, 50 years old. Maybe seniors. You'll like
no,
seniors
Dan,
more.
26.
Are they
going
to be ready at the seniors?
26 is the cutoff.
26 is a cutoff. Okay. I like that.
Let's go to Yesenia, his other one-on-one date.
Yesenia.
Oh, yeah.
Was Yesenia a new girl? I think she
no.
was.
Yeah.
She
was
one
of
the newer ones. Yeah.
Came in at the
okay.
Last
she was
minute.
The last one of the
no.
five. Yes, she was. Dan, don't question us.
She came in with the other four.
The other girls. Yeah. She was the one they kept, that he kept.
Yes.
All the rest
okay,
left.
Okay. That's good knowledge. Michelle was.
The late arrival.
Well. No, Michelle was one of the late arrivals.
Yeah, Michelle was too.
Yeah.
Was
Yesenia,
she?
I'm going to say Yesenia was. Okay.
No. She was a new arrival. Yeah, Yesenia and Michelle. I forgot Michelle was a new arrival. Interesting. Yep. Okay. So Yesenia, he took on the date. They did the drifting in the car thing. It was fucking scary.
Yeah.
But he wasn't into her after that. And she was kind of shocked at that. But I thought, I wouldn't have been shocked. Like, you could tell he wasn't that into her.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Do you think it was because her and who was the one that had the queen? Was her and the queen? You think... They never, when they have the
no, it was,
the
no, it was her and MJ. It was her and MJ.
Her and MJ.
Yeah.
You think that kind of maybe turned him off?
No, I think
she seemed very self-assured to me. I thought
she
was very
strong. But he already knows at this point he likes Rachel.
Right.
We all know it. We all think Rachel wins, and that's why this is also
awkward. I'm not
sure
about that.
No?
Who do you think?
I don't think Rachel wins for sure.
Oh, I think she
Who
does.
Who do you think?
I think it may be Michelle. They had maybe one of the best first dates I've ever witnessed. I mean, that was a great date. Remember when she went out, they went to Carnival Ride and they were, Michelle? They had a great time.
Was that Michelle?
Yes, it was Michelle.
No.
Michelle
went
on
the hot
carnival.
Air balloon. Michelle's the athlete.
The carnival was...
Do you know who you're talking about?
The carnival was Bree or Piper. I get those two confused.
You're right.
Piper.
That's my bad.
That
when
was
they went
Piper.
To that weird carnival, that was
Piper.
Strange.
That was Piper.
Okay, it was the first date. It was, I thought they did that, but they went on the hot air balloon.
Michelle is the teacher that's the athlete.
Yeah, she's
that
teacher,
actually
the athlete.
In the after shots, she was like getting pumped up for the picture.
Yeah, she's pretty
which
funny.
Was pretty funny.
I think he really likes her, but my thing
no,
is
they're buddies. There's no romantic thing.
No, on the first date. Oh my gosh!
You don't even remember their first.
I remember the first date. Forget about it. Just cut that out. Just cut out the carnival. It wasn't a carnival. No, this is a hot air balloon, and they were really feeling it. No, they were kissing. They were all over each other. But I think maybe they're too alike.
Yeah,
maybe because they're both athletes and they're both maybe not.
I don't feel it with her. I like her. I just don't feel it with her.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. I would say the first one out is going to be Serena P. She'll be the first one out. Then it's going to be...
So, wait. Let's go to hometown. He let a lot of people go this episode. But at hometowns, we now have Serena P. Heather?
Serena P. You have Michelle.
Michelle. I was like,
yeah.
You have Rachel.
Michelle.
Rachel. And Bree. Okay. So, Bree is the one I'm like sad and confused about.
Yes.
We have seen nothing of Bree.
Not much.
This whole time. She had like the first one-on-one date, I think.
Yeah, because Piper goes home, and I loved when she exited. She was pissed, man. She walked out, and she didn't hug him. She didn't say goodbye. She just jumped in that car, and off she went.
Well, Piper was pissed this whole episode, because first she was pissed with Heather coming.
Piper was pissed.
So she was pissed at Heather. Then she was kind of angry this whole time. But here's what the other thing about when Heather came in and Piper with Beth. Matt came back in and said, I'm sorry about all that. I let her go. Piper, let's go back out and have our conversation. Another stand-up move by Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
that was
I agree.
Good. Yeah. That's what made him so hot. So Piper left. She was pissed. Yeah, these girls.
She was pissed.
Yeah.
I don't like when he, you know, when it comes time at the end of their one-on-one date and he picks up the rose only to say, you know, basically you're going home.
Like, don't
like,
pick
put
up
the rose.
Rose.
Down.
Don't pick it up. I know. So the most interesting, obviously, is the Rachel situation.
Yeah. And how is that going to be received when Matt picks Rachel?
Yeah.
After
it's
everything.
It's going to be so interesting. Do these girls speak to Rachel now? Do all these friends
they
that she
all
had
have
on
you
the
guys show. Heard something that I haven't heard? You guys are just saying for sure it's Rachel.
Because
I'm thinking, I think it's going to be either Bree. I still like Michelle in there. You guys are just blowing off Michelle. I think
Dan, you're so naive.
Okay, Serena P's not going to do it. She doesn't like tantric yoga.
I think in her mind, she's already checked out.
Yeah.
I don't think she's in for the
long.
Serena
P. We also see previews.
Oh, yeah, well, Serena P's gone.
We
she's the first one
We
out.
See previews that Serena with her family's like, actually, all the previews are like, I don't know if you're ready. Everybody's not ready.
Yeah, they always show that.
Very happy. Serena C., the last of the mean girls was eliminated last time. She was a mean girl, and she was pretending that she wasn't at the end.
She was
trying to go in, but everybody knew. I knew. I mean, she was one of the bad. Yeah, and she never had a chance.
We saw nothing because they didn't show us any relationships this whole time. We don't know Matt with any of these girls.
Yeah, we haven't seen
because
a lot.
He likes them all. Either hates them and gets rid of them, or likes.
Yeah,
like,
he likes
till the
everybody.
Day he dies, he'll love them.
It is kind of a weird season though, because we haven't seen a lot of like relationship building going on.
It's so true. We've seen them for all these weeks. They said they've been there for 6 weeks. I'm like, you have?
That's
we
what
don't
I said.
Know you.
You know, the one that was the relationship builder was the one with her dad had the ALS. Remember that?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she had that. And there was some relationship building going there. And then they're gone because they're going home to take care of their dad.
Well,
who was that?
Well,
who was that
that's
lady?
Questionable. Sarah. That's Sarah. Sarah. And she didn't go home to take care of her dad.
She had a boyfriend.
Yeah. Where have you been, Dan?
She had a boyfriend. Bought that story for a while.
See, you are the mask.
What is the biggest
this.
Relationship? What is? I think with Michelle, because Michelle, they talked about some of the Black Lives Matter thing.
Yeah.
And
no.
So
listen,
I think there was some
Dan,
real relationship
we
building
like
there.
Michelle. We think Michelle is a nice fit for him. He will not pick Michelle. He will pick Rachel.
Yeah. He
this
doesn't
is
like
why
Michelle.
Rachel. All this stuff's been going on behind the scenes with Rachel, and Bachelor Nation has never discussed it. And the reason is she's the one. This is what we don't know anything. We're just surmising all this.
Can you give me 5-1 odds if I take the field and you take Rachel?
Yeah.
I will bet you guys are so sure. I will take the field. The other three, you take Rachel. You have to give me 5-1 odds. We'll
okay, question.
$5, you owe me $25.
Does the field include nobody? What if he picks nobody? Then we're even.
If he picks nobody, we won't do
it. Okay, Gina, let's take these odds. No?
Yeah, we can take these
odds. Yeah, me and you will split.
Okay.
Yep. 5-1. You think he picks anybody else but Rachel.
And I'm going
to
win. If we bet five, I win $25.
Excellent.
That's right.
You
Excellent.
Guys are so sure.
Yes.
You're going to give me the field against that. Wow. Okay, I will do that. I mean, that's a great odds on me. You guys are...
We know our stuff, Dan. I'm just warning you.
Well... Well, that's why you give me 5-1 odds, which is a bad. Troy, if Troy hears about this bet, he's going to be very excited about me. He's going to be really mad at you because he goes, why don't you give Dan 2-1 odds or 1-1 odds?
That's how confident we are that he picks her. We think he picks her. We don't know anything, by the way. We just assume because of everything going on, he picks Rachel.
Tell me why with everything going on.
She hasn't said anything for weeks. There's all these allegations against her. She said nothing. Bachelor Nation has said nothing. The only reason anybody's saying anything is because Chris Harrison had a conversation with Rachel Lindsay and he defended her. He defended all her actions.
And she could have. She could have come out. I don't think The Bachelor would have stopped her from coming out if she wasn't the chosen one.
I think you guys are being played. That's gonna be the easiest $25 I ever made.
We shall
I think you're being
so
played.
You choose. Okay, let's
because
just put this out
Rachel
here. Dan
has apologized.
Dan, here are your options.
I've already made my bet.
Yeah, Heather. Not Heather.
Heather. Okay, keep Heather forget on. Heather, the little minivan.
She drove
never
off
been
in her
kissed,
minivan.
You have Serena. Girl. You have Serena P. You have.
She's out.
Michelle and Bree.
Michelle and Bree.
So who do you think? It's going to be Michelle or Bree.
No, I'm You're getting saying, 5-1 odds. I think it probably will be Rachel, but I'm getting 5-1s for the field. You guys don't gamble very much, so you guys are really
don't.
Bad at this. Because you probably got even odds. I would
this
have taken
it. Is a bad
it.
Bet, Ian?
But 5-1 odds. Very, very bad
Actually,
bet.
Actually, I can honestly it's say extremely I have no bad idea bet. If this is a bad bet.
It's I'm a bad
just,
bet.
I'm just
you
very
guys are
going to
lose $25.
Maybe it's Bree.
And
we'll lose
no,
$25.
No, I think Bree is number two and Rachel's number one.
Here's what I'll say. If Bree wins, I will gladly give you the $25. And it's split between me and Gina. So that's half of 25 is how much.
You guys are really blowing up. Troy's going to be very, very upset at you guys.
All right. Okay. Dan, thank you for joining
Thanks,
us.
Dan.
We okay, will, yes, you, yes.
We have a bet now.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a couple weeks and we'll see what the outcome is. And I'm pretty confident.
Me too.
Okay.
And it, whatever. It's worth it because you think you know everything. You don't.
I don't. It's just good odds.
So there.
It's a bet. All the people out there will agree with me.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks
thank
for
you for
coming
having
on.
Me here. Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening. Next week, we will catch up with 90 Day Fiancé because we decided that 90 Day Fiancé we're going to do every other week because nothing happens.
Yeah. It's not worthy of a weekly no. chat about.
And MAFS Australia is on this evening, so we won't be able to cover it till next week.
Yeah. Yep.
That's it.
We'll catch up.
Don't forget to follow us on Minstagram. I was going to say Facebook.
Did you
oh
say
my God.
Minstagram?
Don't forget to follow us on MySpace. Instagram, Apple Podcasts, leave a review, 5 stars. That's it.
All
Bye.
Right. Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.